would you do call? No calls about raiding women. No calls asking, when are we coming to your town? And no jokes. That's 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I have no idea how close we come to not getting on the air every day. You have no idea how we slap this together at the last possible second.
A lot going on here. A lot going on.
Hello, Robbie, Lady Slim Jim, if you please.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
You're looking good on the 1st of Rocktober.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sore Arm and all the ships at sea. Even more thrilling than a scintillating debate between Steve Young and Troy Aikman, and it's called the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. And hello and thank you for listening coast to coast, still nationwide, and still with the world's greatest syndicator, Westwood One.
They're the greatest in the world.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. That's why every day we insist you call it your cotton pick and Don and Mike Show.
Yes, sirree. Another show, if you please.
Coming to you from the radio station that smells like a coffin, radio station WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Stench of death.
Smell of death is in this building. And, of course, much of the smell's coming from Ken Stevens, good old Beetlejuice Stevens.
Yeah, I'm Ken Stevens. How are you?
His face covered with hideous skin tags. He's the general manager with a six-car garage to boot.
Right.
Husband to Roz. Father. Absentee father to Douglas.
He's a man who is very complicated.
Jeremy Coleman, the English patient. He's the program director.
Yes, he's done very well since he was horribly disfigured.
Little gerbil he is from a foreign country with his coffee cake hair. He's the program director. He's a little ball of human flesh right now underneath his desk on the third floor. Very much afraid about what we might say next on this show. Big Daddy Mel rules the world from New York City, BlackRock, and of course our agent, Junior Soprano. Now, soccer moms, please, how many times do I have to walk you through this? I hope you've already taken Junior and Missy and moved them way to the back of your minivan, for I have just whipped this thing out.
Now, I've never seen that before. It looks to me like confetti. Is that confetti on it?
Well, we're having a bit of a party today, Mike.
All right.
So happy about our new allegiance with Westwood One.
We are delighted about that.
But I just had to whip it out before the show today. Out of the perfectly executed open, this big-time major market radio show, Arbitron rated strong.
Yeah.
With 5 million national listeners, and we're pretty happy about that. Well, how do I introduce Buzz today? I could introduce Buzz by talking about his very homosexual screensaver that I saw on his computer.
Really?
Actually, that was left there by someone else, and I decided to leave it up for you because I thought you might enjoy it
today.
Oh,
that's a likely story, Buzz.
Sure. Uh-huh. What? Tell me about this screen.
Testicles of the Rich and Famous.
Really?
Yeah. Or I could introduce Buzz by mentioning his oozing sores.
Yes.
But just one, really.
Just one. But yes. You know what? I'll just say he's radio's Guy J. Birdley.
Very nice.
Hi,
Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
See, I could have taken the low road in 2 separate instances.
Yes, you could have.
But decided to take the high road with my friend Buzz.
What you always do.
Right.
So nice.
Won't talk about your very homosexual screensaver.
Won't
talk
really mine.
About your latest medical malady.
Uh-huh.
No need to.
Okay.
Okay. Because I got my own problems, Buzz.
Sure, we all do.
You have problems today?
You? Oh, I got problems today.
Yeah, I got problems.
I got a big problem.
What?
Really? The big problem I've got is... And I don't want to get mad at anybody about this problem because it's really just a freak accident.
Oh, no.
But my wife had the guys at the house today with the fireplace stuff.
Okay. Ah.
You heard her earlier this week. She's on this kick about the fireplace, guys.
What's she doing to the fireplace?
Well, she's having the regular fireplaces taken out and having gas fireplaces put in so that whenever she wants a fire...
She can just hit a button and you won't set the house on fire when you try to have us over for broker.
Correct.
Right.
So the guys are over today and they're doing the work. And I don't know, about 1 o'clock or so, I said, hey, I got to get out of here. I got a busy day. Can you guys move your van out? They said, we'd be glad to move the van out of the way so you can get your car out of the garage. I went to my car. There's no car behind me, no van behind me. I backed my car out of the garage, and all of a sudden I hear what sounds like... Oh. I thought I had run over a can of spray paint or something.
Right.
I got out of my car, and I went to the back, and I looked, and... You know the fireplace grate
The big metal thing that you put logs on?
Yeah, yeah, okay, right. There's a name for it. I forgot what it is. There's a name for it.
A great
andirons.
Andirons. These guys had taken this gigantic thing that the logs sit in, and they had put it directly behind the wheels of my car.
Unbelievable.
Now, they didn't mean to.
Well, it was a simple oversight.
They didn't mean to, but...
Did you approach the car from inside of the garage?
Yeah,
it was unbeknownst
couldn't
to you.
Couldn't see it. Right, so I backed up, and you know, besides the fact this thing made a hell of a scratch on the side of my car.
Right,
I get out and look, and I mean, there's a hole as big as a silver dollar in the tire.
Just completely punctured the tire.
Right, I'm sitting there just looking at it,
mm-hmm.
and the guy from the fireplace store, he's just looking at it.
Hey, look at that! Yeah, that's quite a hole there.
And I said to him, I said, well, you know, I guess it comes with the territory. And he looked at me and he went, what territory? And I said, just saying, that's all. Comes with the territory. It's just, I said, it's my bad luck, I guess. I was smiling. I was very happy. You know, at least giving him the impression I was happy.
Until
I went inside and saw my wife, and I said, do you know what your fireplace guys did? I have a flat tire. I have to go to work. I got to be to work in a half hour. I got to be to work in a half hour today. She picks up her car keys. She throws them back. Take my car. Go. Leave. Goodbye.
So the guy, what'd the guy get peeved at you when you said that?
No. He was...
Clueless.
Yeah, he was challenged.
I wouldn't say he's challenged.
I know they're working in your house still, so I was like, he didn't understand the line.
No, right.
Okay.
That's why he looked at me quizzically.
Territory.
Territory.
You trying to take my territory?
He didn't feel in any way responsible or try to make good on their situation.
They said they'd be glad to change the tire. And I think they actually may have ended up changing the tire and putting that ridiculous clown tire on my car so that my wife could go buy a new tire.
I don't think I'm overreacting, but that's the change of a tire and also the replacement with a brand new automobile.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, let me call my wife and see how she's doing, because she was nice enough then. Well, she didn't have a choice.
Right.
I had to take the car because I had to get to work. I had to take her car.
That's why you had the Hummer downstairs.
It's not a Hummer, Mike.
I know it's not a Hummer.
It's a simple Toyota truck.
It's a
Hello.
Truck. Hello, darling.
Hello, my cheerful husband.
Honey, listen, I kept it together in front of, Larry, Daryl, and Daryl there.
Well, I know that, but why don't you keep it together in front of me? I mean, why does everything have to be, it's just one of those things. No big deal.
Really, if you hadn't gotten on this kick with the fireplaces, those guys wouldn't have been at the house today, and I wouldn't have driven over the thing that would have popped my tire.
Sugar Bear, if I hadn't have done all the things I've done, we'd be living in a box on by some road somewhere. We'd be living in a trailer somewhere you could just drive around. I mean, yes, I realize that indirectly it was going to be my fault.
Yes, okay, all right, as long as we're agreed on that. And I want to say for the record, I really do appreciate you. Did you get those guys to change the tire?
You know what I was thinking? Not that it's my fault because of that. I was thinking if we had Ken Stevens' house with a 6-car garage and lost the parking room, this wouldn't have happened.
It's true.
God, we're not getting another garage on the house, okay?
We got to build that 6-car garage. Where we can have men who come to work at the house park, and you can have your own special parking place.
Honey, listen, did they change the tire?
Yes, my boo-boo.
Okay, well, good. Well, then I feel better about this. Okay. All right, great. And thank you for going out and buying the new tire. And then I got mad when I was coming to work. I called my wife up, and I said, hey, how's it going? And she said, oh, it's going fine. She was real happy and chipper. She said, that tire that you need for your car, that tire is back-ordered all over America. And I got all pissed off again.
Sure. Unbelievable. That's when you start feeling like the walls are closing in. That's when you start thinking everybody's against you.
I said, I need that car.
If these kind of things are your guys' biggest problems, I hope you say your prayers thanking God every night.
You know, I don't think, Frida, that it's, these individual type of things. I think it's in this day and age, it's just a collection of just things that happen all the time. You know, and just pointing to the fact that life is becoming more complicated.
I know that. I know that you guys have a tendency to become irritated in the moment, but when you look at the big picture, this is not a big deal.
Well, see, this is where I can't look at things in the small picture. I mean, I'm looking at things in the big picture. The big picture is I had to get to work today.
Uh-huh.
I had stuff that I had to do. I had a meeting that I had to have with the gerbil. I had a thing I had to tape with Mike. I had a thing I had to tape with Rob. I had a thing I had to tape with the guy from the Redskins. I had
and it
all...
was no problem. Oh. I just talked to you, and I handled it, and it was no problem.
There's no problem.
You're turning all red. You're giving yourself a stroke.
We are lucky we got on the air today. That's all I want to say. I really mean that. We're very lucky this show's on the air today. What with all the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on today.
And I'll put a good word in for your hubby. He's working his ass off.
Mm-hmm. True.
I know,
he truly is. Friday's his busiest day of the week.
For you, darling.
You know, I know
all
that
for you.
The reason that you're successful is because you're type A. But you should just try to relax and roll with the punches every once in a while.
I can't. I mean, it would be one thing... I'm just pissed at the fireplace, guys. That's
sure.
all.
Right.
It would be one thing if it was my usual bonehead mistake, you know,
mm-hmm.
if I had done something to ruin the car. Well, then I would be able to just say, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's me.
Yeah.
But I'm pissed at those guys.
No, I'm not going to ask that. That's just gonna, I'm just pouring gasoline. I'm not going to do it.
Why'd they put it right in the back of the garage?
I don't know.
And why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Leave it there.
I don't know.
Pretty dumb.
No, they're taking it away with them. It's the old one. The one we don't need anymore.
Now I know I'm pouring gasoline, but I just have to offer my 2 cents here. To me, it was probably left there because they didn't feel like taking it all the way to the truck putting it in the back of the truck. They felt like they would do that later, and they were lazy.
So they left a sharp object behind your tires.
And I know you really can't respect a man who just any little bit lazy, Mr. Drive Down to Get Your Paper in the Morning.
All right, honey. Well, listen, you're a saint for doing this for me. I appreciate it. Thank you. I love
all
you.
Right.
I love you.
All right. I love you, too.
Love you.
Pete.
Okay.
You just leave it to me.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, Mommy.
All right.
She wasn't talking about me driving down to get my paper.
No.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
She was. No, I don't do that. I bribed the paper guy to drive it to bring it all the way to the door.
There was a time when you would drive down to the end of the driveway to pick up your newspaper.
Absolutely.
Though.
But then I figured out an easier way.
Just spiffed the paper boy extra $5.
Yeah, and I didn't even get a thank you note the last time I did that.
Listen, big weekend this weekend. Huge weekend. Maguire Sosa. Finally, this weekend, all will be decided. Last night,
already over.
Sammy Sosa, Dick.
It's already over. Sammy Sosa has no ability to come back and do this. Sammy Sosa is dead to me.
Also, this weekend, many things will be happening this weekend. We have Homo Joe with Dennis Murphy going to downtown D.C., a gala for the Whitman Walker Clinic. They're going to be playing Gay Drag Bingo.
There you go.
We'll hear the tape of that on Monday's episode.
Good.
Dennis Murphy's also going to New Jersey this weekend to represent our show to be part of the ESPN Fireman's Challenge.
Dennis Murphy is truly a busy man.
You'll be hearing that on Monday's show. And also this weekend, our very own Bobo Spiewak will be doing the starting lineups at Redskins Stadium for the Washington Redskins Carolina Panthers game.
Yay.
Tim Biakabatuka.
That's the toughest one on the Jags, right?
Yeah.
I mean, on the Panthers, rather.
Because he's on offense, and the Redskins traditionally introduce their offensive line, so...
Yeah, he's right about that.
All right, so
but I'm ready if they need it.
Have you memorized the defensive team?
No.
Hmm.
And I did have a pronunciation clinic with Jim McClure today.
Ah, good.
He's well-spoken, so he helped.
Yelp. We will be hearing a tape of Rob introducing those teams on Monday's episode. So lots of events happening this weekend. And, of course, by the time we come into work on Monday for Monday's episode, the Maguire-Sosa thing will be totally decided.
It'll be history. The bet will be over, and either you or myself or Buzz will be entertaining Dennis the following Saturday night.
Yeah. Correct. So lots of stuff happening.
Saturday night, because
Saturday
Dennis was busy on Friday.
Lots of stuff happening this weekend. A big show today. We're going to have, beg your pardon, Pat Summerall on the show today.
Is Pat going to join us today?
Yeah,
good.
Right. His high feebness will be on the show.
Excellent.
To pick the pros until they scab and bleed. Also, Chuck Stossel, the love muscle, will be on the show today.
Tons of movies opening this weekend.
And we have your brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. today, so all your Friday favorites. I got a couple things here before we get to the show. First, I think you'll find this interesting.
Okay.
You know, we've complained for a long time about the various radio writers at the Washington Post.
No, absolutely.
For
years.
We're pretty sure that they hate us.
Sure.
But they just don't ever have the balls just to come out and write a column and say that they hate us. They
would be nice. That'd be refreshing if they just said they hate us.
Acknowledgement.
They just ignore us. Well, we have some proof now that we are hated by Frank Ahearns,
right,
who writes the radio column for the Washington Post.
Sure.
Somebody sent us this. Dear Don and Mike, You will not believe what the radio reporter from the Washington Post has to say about you. Once a week, this guy holds real-time chats online discussing radio.
Mm-hmm.
Inevitably, questions about you two come up.
Of course.
Note what he has to say and how, as of late, he's been getting bolder and bolder.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So I did some research into this, asked some people around the station. They said, yes, in fact.
He does this every week?
The Washington Post, every Tuesday. They have this guy go online for an hour and ask questions. Right?
Interesting. Now he's able to, he answers questions or he asks questions?
No, he answers them.
Oh, okay, very good.
So here is a transcript from this past Tuesday.
Wonderful.
Okay, and it says, the first question asked, right out of the chute. Guy logs on and says, this is Frank Ahearns, radio reporter for the Washington Post. And the very first question says, Dulles, Virginia. Hi, Frank. What are your thoughts on Don and Mike on WJFK? I'm a fan of their show, but they don't seem to get too much respect in the local media. Is it because they're syndicated and not locally focused, or because they are so raunchy? And then here is his response. Ah, the obligatory first-minute Don and Mike question.
No, okay, so he gets mad right off the bat. He's mad because he gets calls, you know, he gets questions about our show.
Are you guys on a rotation or what? Don and Mike get great ratings, and I report on that. However, their show is not a newsmaker, which is to say, I'm not going to write about it every time some sad woman drops her drawers on their show to win a free trip somewhere. Then here is the next question. And you'll find he's building up to something.
Okay,
here.
Very good. Sure.
Here's the next question from Springfield, Virginia. According to the Arbitron ratings, what is the number one show in the D.C. area? Do you write about this show? And, of course, this is someone leading him.
Yeah.
Because we have the number one rated
sure,
show.
Right.
Well, he writes back, Frank Ahearns. Ah, it's another Don and Mike question, I bet. Yes, in the latest Arbitron ratings, Don and Mike finished first in their time slot. I refuse to write about them because I'm part of a global conspiracy against them. Actually, stay tuned. I have a notion for a Don and Mike story.
Oh, good.
We print the Arbitrons when they come out every 3 months.
Okay.
And then there's one more from this.
Now, that next one, I would say, even though it would be horrible about us, at least it sounds like maybe he is going to write something, but it'll be bad.
Right. Right. And then here you go. Falls Church, Virginia. What is your true opinion of Don and Mike? I can't tell whether you like them or not. Frank Ahearns. I think Don and Mike are ratings monsters, and I respect them for that. I think they run a highly professional, white-hot show that zips along. That being said, I don't find their material interesting or bright, and they don't suit my taste. More importantly, though, Legion of Don and Mike fans should know this. When I write an item, such as I did about them being pulled off the station for on-air remarks, that has nothing to do with what I think about them. I am
right.
Just reporting the news with no implicit judgment.
Sure. Right.
Some fans would rather I not print bad news about Don and Mike or any other radio personalities, but that wouldn't be covering the news.
What a scumbag.
All right.
What a prick. What an absolute, you know, what a liar. What everything. You know,
what a prick.
So what he's saying is he won't write about the good stuff,
right,
but he will write about the bad stuff.
Right.
And justify it by saying,
that's
I have
news
to cover the news.
Have to.
Right. But, well, you know, we're on record. There it is right there saying his personal taste.
Right.
He doesn't like it.
Right. There you go. They are ratings monsters. They run a highly professional, white-hot show. That being said, I don't find their material interesting or bright. And they don't suit my taste a lot of the time. That is the most truthful thing,
of course, there
that
you
has
go
ever been said about us from somebody in the Washington Post.
Nobody, like all those guys over there at the Post, it's always been that way, always will be that way.
Nobody hurt Frank's feelings in telling no one cares what his opinions are.
Yeah, really. But, I mean, that shows you really...
Just thought it was interesting.
Where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
It's come out the last three guys, they've all had the same editorial point of view.
Right.
They, you know, they, for whatever... I think with Jeffrey York, I mean, a million years ago when he was writing it, he had, like, a vendetta.
Oh, yeah, well...
He was out to get us.
You know, he kind of lived for it.
Yeah, he right really did.
I think it's more recreational with us than this guy.
Absolutely.
But either way, you know, I'm just glad for once to see, at least in some venue, it's too bad he doesn't have the balls to ever actually print this in the newspaper.
No, of right course not.
But it's nice that somebody outed him about this on Washington Post Online.
Oh, sure. And he doesn't, you know, and he's probably not even being honest about that, saying it's not my taste.
Right.
He's one of these guys that, you know, that wants to go to all the right parties with the right she people and say, well, I really don't enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't just... you know, get down and dirty and enjoy it like everybody else. He's got to be above it.
And you can't say this show is not a newsmaker?
Well, that's amazing.
This show is a newsmaker every day.
Absolutely.
And frankly, I'm sorry, I disagree. I think it is news.
Mm-hmm.
Every time some sad woman drops her drawers on the show to win a free trip somewhere.
I agree. There's stuff every single day on this show that is noteworthy. There really is. I mean, when you're talking about interesting and stuff that would be amusing in a radio column, talking about something that was done, that has, I mean, I don't ever remember when that's been covered, ever.
No.
And, I mean, there have been some wonderful things on this show constantly over the years. We get different things that go on, but he chooses not to write about that.
No, he'd rather write about NPR.
Which is so unbelievably boring.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with that guy.
Boring classical music stations.
Same thing with that guy that writes the, you know, the gossip column in the style section.
Yes.
And that sucks, too. That's the rich and the rich and the richer, and that's who gets covered in that type
of thing. That's the Washington Post attitude.
I just think it's interesting, once and for all, that at least we finally have some proof that, and I'm glad our listeners went on this Washington Post online and continue to barrage this guy with questions about
absolutely
him, to the point where he finally feels that he has to answer some of these questions.
That's fantastic. Keep it up. You know, especially if he gets really annoyed at it. Keep keep it coming. Is there any kind of address or something where they could send that?
Says he's on Tuesdays. WashingtonPost.com. So I guess you'd have to go there to find out what time he's on.
Oh, that's easy enough in the computer age.
Just go to the style section on Tuesdays, and it'll even tell you what time he goes on.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I hope everybody logs on there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And says hello to Frank Ahearns.
Sure, fantastic.
Frank Ahearns, who doesn't like every time a sad woman drops her drawers on the show to win a free trip somewhere.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, right.
Not sad.
Yeah, thanks. No, it's a joy.
Right.
It's joyful. It's joyful. It's celebration, Buzz. That's what it is.
I just thought it's a very interesting
look
at the real side of the radio reporter for the Post.
Yeah, I mean, they all say that they're new. You know, they're always straddling that line between covering news and their own opinions, and it's all based on their own opinions, and it has
been. Of course
it
is.
Because there's no desire at that newspaper to really write something that's highly entertaining. It really, it's all about personal agendas. It's all about who knows what political figure that can get them into the right party. That is all that style section is about.
I do think it's interesting, though, but with all their bashing of us and all of their ignoring of us, that when it comes time to buy commercials, that they pay like $2,000 a minute to buy a commercial on our show.
Yeah, they're right there because they know the audience we reach. But they're not really into entertaining or informing or, you know, what they're into is their own little agendas. I mean, it is so obvious. And, you know, over the years, when you read a newspaper, and you read it all the time.
I'd respect the guy more if he just wrote in the newspaper one time.
Sure.
You want to know something? I don't like these guys.
Right.
And that's why I don't write about them.
That'd be good.
That would be refreshing.
Absolutely.
Right? Wouldn't it be?
Instead of the smarmy, sneaky little way that they do it. And you know, also, really, I include that, is it called the reliable source?
Yes,
that's
what it's called. Yeah, the gossip column.
Which, man, I don't know if you've taken a look at that lately, but I mean, I talk about a yawn fest. You go months without reading anything that's really interesting.
I hate to say this, but it was better when the mommies did it.
It sure as hell was.
It was.
Absolutely.
Right. At least they wrote occasionally about things that real people cared about. This guy doesn't.
No. He writes about what party you went to.
Okay, well, just thought it was interesting.
That is interesting. Very
next item.
So.
Next item. I want to talk about Cox.
Cox?
I want to talk about Cox.
Courtney?
I want to discuss Cox.
Uh-huh.
I want to discuss the fact that I looked at Cox last night.
Yes, anything changed?
I looked at Cox for a half hour last night.
Right.
I did nothing but think about Cox for a half hour.
Now, why pray tell?
I stared at Cox for a half hour last night.
Why did you stare at Cox for a half hour?
Because Friends was on.
I understand this, but why her? You normally look at the other girl.
Because Cox is anorexic.
Ah, yes. Cox has lost a lot of weight.
Cox is to the point now, I don't know if it's a combination of the new hairdo.
Maybe that husband of hers, that David Arquette.
I don't know. On the show, she's wearing her hair pulled back now, which exposes her bony cheeks more.
Yeah.
Cox is looking more and more to me like, who's that girl that was Lois Lane that went crazy, that cut all her hair off?
Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder,
Cox is looking more and more like Margot Kidder to me every day.
Skeletor.
Not good, man.
She's had that, she's trended in that direction for a couple of seasons. Huh?
Does anybody else that watched that show get that feeling? Did you watch it last night, Bob?
Yes, and I feel the same way. Too skinny, too bony.
She is somebody that really could seriously use some weight. I mean, she really could. And, that idiot that she married's not going to help her out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on that. I always read the articles that say there's a lot of pressure on Hollywood actresses, especially television actresses, to stay, like, super, super skinny.
Why?
Aniston's
got a big ass.
Does she really?
Yeah,
a
big
nice
ass.
Nice way.
Well, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but just a nice big ass.
Sure. You know, when we go out and do those TV interviews, you see a lot of those actresses have I mean, they're really beyond thin. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, the one from Pecker, the show Pecker.
Oh, she Carrie was, Farrell. She was a little
Carrie Farrell.
She was a little thinner than we'd seen her
yeah,
before, wasn't
right.
she?
And taller. I think I watched that show once after we did the interview. I think they actually either make her stand below something and put the other actresses on a box or something because she's that tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually thought that because there was another actress that did not look tall at all, and then they were meeting eye to eye, and it really looked like they had her down like in a pit or something.
I just think it would be important to mention at this moment that one actress who's just perfect would be Leah Remini.
Leah Remini is flawless.
Bravo.
Absolutely.
Always will be.
That right
yes,
now. Always. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect weight, perfect height, perfect look.
Perfect in every way. But I'm worried about Cox.
You are? Well, you should be worried about Cox. I think that's scary. I've always thought that she was too thin.
I spent much of last night thinking about Cox and then spent about a half hour after the show discussing Cox with my wife.
Well, you and your wife have talked about Cox before.
Oh, sure we have. But last night we really talked about Cox.
That's fascinating.
And for a while, I know this might sound shocking to you, we even included my son in the discussion about Cox.
Well, I mean, you know, it's always always good to bring you know young people into certain conversations if the subject is important.
And then my mother-in-law called, and of course my wife started talking to my mother-in-law about Cox and what
really?
My mother-in-law thought about Cox.
Now, there you're pushing it a little bit. That, I think, is highly irregular.
Now, even a senior citizen, Mike, can have an opinion on Cox.
I suppose you're right. I suppose at some point in my family we've discussed Cox somewhere along the line.
Sure.
I would think so, you know, because, you know, my mom's a big Friends fan.
Sure. Your mom has seen Cox.
Yes, absolutely. I think she's seen, I think she watches Cox regularly. To the best of my knowledge.
Good. That's healthy. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there. Hello.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
You're talking about Friends last night. It looked like Jennifer Aniston was covering up her nipples all night.
Well, I don't think Jennifer Aniston ever covers up her nipples. Where did you think she was covering up her nipples?
Where? All night long on the show.
Doing what? Like how?
Not how she's dressed.
Well, I think she may have just had a bra on that was of heavier material.
Perhaps
last night.
The studio temperature was a tad warmer than
yeah, maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, hello.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to tell you to check out Courtney Cox before the show when they're playing that little song, you know. I got a picture of her from a couple of years ago. She looks a lot better.
Right.
Well, all right, thank you, sir. She was a thicker Cox then.
You know, speaking of Cox, Matthew Perry had that problem on that show, too. Remember when he lost all the weight and he was involved in all sorts of drug problems?
He was addicted to pain pills or something, right?
But the real, you know, the first sign of a problem was how much weight he had lost. He'd lost an incredibly dangerous amount of weight.
Right, hello. Andy Cox. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yep.
Hold on, Don and Mike. Bob.
How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
I'm a little uncomfortable saying this, being all guy, but I love Cox.
Ooh, I know a lot of guys do love Cox.
Do you like skinny Cox?
Skinny Cox is excellent.
Okay.
Okay, see. That's what happens as soon as an amateur gets involved in it.
Me, personally, I would rather have a slightly fatter Cox.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, well, you know, fat Cox are, you know, fat. And I did the same thing the listener did. After I dumped on the listener, and then I screwed up.
A skinny cock. Cox.
A skinny cock is a dangerous cock.
Yeah, but
a chubby.
A slightly fatter, chubby cock.
Chubby cock.
That's the cock you want around.
Absolutely.
That's a cock that can be your friend.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
See, now what I don't understand, I'm going to get back to the Washington Post. I don't understand how come tomorrow the headline of the Washington Post, on the front page, much was not the size of it, but the front page is, Don and Mike do crazy imaginative bit about Cox.
Crazy and imaginative. Crazy imaginative
I
bit.
Like that. Why isn't that a headline?
Right.
Right. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Didn't you catch action last night?
Watch action?
Yeah, with Jay Moore.
Man, I watched a little bit of it.
You know, I started to watch it. I wish I could stay with that show, much as I like the concept of that show.
He hooked up with a guy on it.
I was pathetic with my viewing last night.
Why?
I watched Chicago Hope.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm pathetic.
I'm totally pathetic.
Doing well in the ratings. It's number two right behind Frasier. You know, I just can't. If Mandy Patinkin's on screen.
Oh.
If Mandy Patinkin's on screen. I'm 2 inches away from the set.
Yeah, and I know there was some homo sex on the show Action last night.
I caught that. I got so lucky watching Action, I would flip onto it right at the moment where it was such a funny premise. But that show has real potential to be, you know, he's trying to, there's an action adventure star, and that's the guy that's coming out of the closet. The guy comes to his house, he says, I'm going to come out of the closet. And, of course, Jay Moore is the producer. He doesn't want this to happen. He's going to lose money. And he's desperate, and he finally tells the guy that he's gay and that he's kept it in the closet and that that's the best way to do it. And he said, we'll be like sisters. We'll be like sisters, and we will keep it our secret. Mm-hmm. And the guy says, I feel so closer to you now, and we'll be much closer. Maybe we can be closer right now. And then the next scene is Jay, yeah, just his face with him going, like that. You know,
he was receiving a Monica.
It was beyond funny.
A little moisture
and
on his forehead.
The only thing I saw is the end of the show where he's lying in bed with that hooker, and yeah, he's watching, and the guy's on one of the hard copy shows or something like that, and he's coming out and he's saying, I just want to say that I'm coming out of the closet, I'm gay, and I want to thank a good friend of mine for letting me know that that's okay. And whatever they get, Peter Dragon.
Right, yeah.
I want to thank Peter Dragon. And as he's leading up to this, the guy's going, let's watch Veronica's Closet. It was funny.
You know, it's much funnier to hear you describe it than when I tried to watch it last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, well, see, I mean, I caught two distinct sections of the show, and it was funny both times I watched it.
I sit down with that show, and I want to watch it, and I love the premise.
Right.
I want to watch it. I want to love it. And like 5 minutes into it, I just get up and walk out of the room.
Well, you know the debut show where the hooker was hanging on the car? Right. The limousine, remember?
Right,
when she
right,
got,
right.
I knew then that they had writing problems.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Venus. Yeah. I basically wanted to tell you that I love Cox.
You do? You love Cox? Well, I bet that's no surprise.
And I wanted to apologize to you because I spoke to you before last month in August, and I had a trip to Great Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out of town on business. I was supposed to go as Janet Jackson. And I wanted to apologize to you for not coming.
Don't worry about that. Let me ask you a question, Venus.
Uh-huh.
Even though you're a girl, would you kiss Cox?
Yes.
You would kiss Cox?
I would kiss Cox.
Would you kiss the old Cox or the new Cox?
I would kiss them both.
Uh-huh. You kiss both cocks.
Fantastic. Good for you.
All right. Thank you, Venus.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Venus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to tell him about the other great line from Action last night where he says, they're talking. The guy,
tell who? Who do you want to tell?
Huh?
Who do you want to tell that to?
Huh?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Whoops.
Hey, you guys. I've heard this so much now. I've got cocks up the butt.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
That's what I call a cherry on a Sunday right
there. Thank you,
there.
My friend. All right. I'm going to end that there. Let's clear the line down right now because we have the secret sound to get to.
All right.
And I do have a couple of lists for you. Remind me when we get back from this break.
Okay.
You know how I love a good list?
Nobody loves a list more than you do.
I've got a list of the top 75 euphemisms for breasts.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the top 195 euphemisms for penis.
Oh, my God.
It's a brand new updated list.
That's a lot of euphemisms.
Sent to me from the Book of Lists.
The list.
Ah. Right. The 2000 edition of the Book of Lists.
All right.
Sent me an early edition copy of the penis and breast list.
Wonderful.
I know. We'll do the touchdown. Do it. Caller 100. 1-877-365-3636. If you want to be caller 100 now, you get a chance to win $500 with Secret Sound number 5.
It's a tough one.
You want to hear some of the breast or penis names?
I want to hear some of the penis names because I remember the breast names.
Okay. I'll give them to you alphabetically, okay? Starting with A.
Very good.
Ass opener.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's right out of the chute.
Baby maker.
Mm-hmm.
Bald-headed hermit. Baloney pony. Banana man. Battering ram. Bean tosser. Beef bayonet. Best leg of three.
Bean.
Bishop. Blowtorch. Bone. Boy. Broom handle. Bum tickler. Burrito.
I haven't heard a lot of these.
You told you this is brand new.
This is
from the
new.
year 2000 Book of Lists.
This is something new. This is some brand new stuff here.
Bush beater. Bushwhacker. Candle. Carrot. Cherry picker. Club. Coral branch. Crack hunter.
Coral branch.
Cream stick. Crimson chitterling. Crotch cobra.
Cucumber.
Dangling participle.
All right.
Just a few.
Dangling participle is a good one. I like that.
All right. We're going to call it 100. Come back. We do the list. More show coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Now, with a delicious nutty flavor, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
You know, very seriously.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's been a funny week for me health-wise because my incision, the scar from my surgery, has sort of reopened and I'm draining again.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, that's what I hear.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a reaction to the sutures. A few people react to the sutures that are used to close you up. And
tell them where your surgeon went, Buzz.
I guess moved to another state.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
No, not a good sign at all.
That's not good.
Not a good sign. Well, I hope that you don't bust a gut laughing at some of the material on today's show.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just coming apart at the seams.
It just seems to me like when you had that procedure done, mm-hmm. that right after that there were problems.
Yeah, right away.
You know, as a matter of fact, Mike mentioned to me yesterday when we saw you walk out of the newsroom, he said, why is Buzz limping? And I said, I give myself, I guess it's because Buzz is an old man. And it wasn't until we found out that you've had that your is opened up. There.
Normally I'm springy, but see, on top of that, once I found out I had this problem, then I threw my back out.
That's right, you had a bad back.
So I had that on top of it. So I'm literally falling apart.
So do you have sponges now around your inside again?
And no, I just have, gauze, bandages on right now. Yeah.
Gauze.
Hopefully
it's going to be able to help you.
I hope so. Yeah, we're working on it.
Can we see?
Well, there isn't a lot to see.
Can we see what you got doing there, though?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, man.
Yeesh. All right, well, hope you're okay, Buzz.
Nah, I'll be fine.
For goodness sakes.
All right.
Hey, Mike, that's probably the best diet plan.
I know.
That we could think of. So Mike's eating his lunch right now.
I know.
As soon as Buzz showed us that wound,
right.
Mike put the food off to the side.
Just a little bit, yeah. I think I'm satisfied now. I think I'm completely satisfied.
You're full. Couldn't eat another bite.
I really do. Didn't take much with this food.
Imagine that if it was Buzz, like, on the Deal a Meal cards. And every time if you wanted, like, a piece of chocolate cake, you'd turn the card over.
And it would be Buzz's scar.
Oh. I'm showing you one of the scars. Well, we do hope you're okay.
I appreciate your concern. Actually, I'm going to be fine.
Good.
It's just a minor problem.
And whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
don't miss any time.
Oh, not me.
Okay.
That's important.
I'm funning you, Buzz.
I know.
But really, your doctor left? The doctor moved away?
The one who did my most recent surgery, yes, she moved to another state to join another practice.
Sounds so funny when you say, move to another state. Had to move out of the state.
Skip town.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there, you're the 100th caller.
Great.
What be thy name, sir?
Art.
Where are you from, Art?
From Alexandria.
Art, you are caller 100, and you have won a pair of tickets to WWF's Raw is War, live at the MCI on Monday, November 1st. See 40 of your favorite WWF superstars. Tickets available at the box office or through Ticketmaster.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Art, my man, have you heard Secret Sound number 5?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, then here is a free listen for you, Art. I will tell you, Art, if you have not had the benefit of hearing that, you are pretty much already a guaranteed loser. But stranger things have happened. Because I'm telling you, this is the toughest Secret Sound we've had thus far. Art, well, I'll give you another free listen. Here you go. We're going to give you one more listen now. This is going to be on the clock. And then afterwards, you will have 15 seconds. Mike, that is not a paper hole punch. It is not.
It's nice of you to do that, though, because, I mean, it kind of eliminates that if anybody's thinking about it.
Yeah. This is an impossible one.
Yeah.
You can keep guessing. Nobody's going to get this.
Nobody, you're that confident.
Yep, pretty sure. Pretty sure this is going to go all the way up to $1,000.
All right, very good.
Art, we'll give you 15 seconds after you hear the sound to identify it. You do so, you win $500. Please, Art, do not answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill with a little bit of a dog at the end of it. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Art.
Caller, name this noise.
A simple, everyday sound. Simple, everyday sound. When you hear it, you kick yourself and you go, oh.
Hey.
I knew exactly what that was. Art, for $5, what is it?
Is that somebody stapling a piece of paper?
Art, would you please repeat that?
Stapling a piece of paper.
Art? Where are you from, Art?
From Alexandria, Virginia.
I knew that was coming.
We're sorry.
No, absolutely not, Art.
Okay.
It is not someone stapling a piece of paper. All right, thank you, though. And remember, everybody.
Good guess, good guess.
Every guess is a clue for you.
I always remember that.
Thank you, Art. Hold the line, please.
All right, thanks a lot.
Write them all down.
We'll do it again. Let's add some money. Let's add $50.
$50.
Excellent. Next time, Secret Sound number 5 is worth $550.
That is serious money.
For the impossible Secret Sound. Okay, now, let me get a plug in here for the Redskins show on many of these fine radio stations this weekend.
It's going to be a good one this weekend.
It will, because you're going to be on it, Mike. I'll be hosting the Redskins pregame against the Carolina Panthers. We hit the air at 2 on Sunday afternoon again. Mike is one of my featured guests on the Redskins show this week.
I was legitimately excited when I got into the studio and did the segment that I knew it was something about fantasy football, but I had no idea what we were going to talk about.
You did fine.
I was a little tentative, but you know, it's cool. It's kind of cool to be on that show.
No, you've done good.
It's like being a real guest.
So that'll be on Sunday on many of these stations if they carry the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Just a private note here from me to Lurch. Chill out, baby.
Why is he? Why does he have to chill out?
Because.
What happened?
He just doesn't have to worry so much.
Ah, oh, okay.
He's been driving Rockhead crazy. You know, our friend Jason Bishop, Allergy, sends us disgusting email all the time. And frankly, I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Right.
He sends the movies like of girls having sex with horses. And did you get the one with the girl with the Coke can coming out of
her? Yes, yes, I did.
Okay, and he says,
and I got the ones with the big bottoms, and I got the one with the fat lady in the shower.
That was a fantastic one.
And I got the one with the, yeah, there's so many. He sent about 30 of them.
I don't know where he gets them.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, but all I know is that every day I log on to AOL, you've got mail, and it's always something from Lurch.
You ever see the list of people he sends that to? I mean, there are probably 30 people on the list.
We're among the chosen few that receive those great emails.
Including some women's names on that list.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Never looked that far. I see your name and my name. And
I think there's a lady on there.
Cake and Eric Bickle.
At least one girl on there.
So I think this all happened because the other day I made the mistake. Lurch came in and said, hey, did you see the picture I sent you today? And I said, yeah, it was a great one. And I mentioned to him, I said, you know what? Frida asked me what it was because Frida logged on to AOL. And she said, oh, look, you have mail. And I said, well, go ahead. Let me see who I got mail from. And she said, JWB? And it was something like, this doesn't taste very good. That's what the header said. This doesn't taste very good.
There's always one little line there that sets the whole thing up.
And she said to me, who's JWB? And I said, oh, that's Lurch. I said, he's sending me, like, movies of girls having sex with horses and stuff. And
right.
Frida said, well, all right, you know, whatever. And then she logged on to her own AOL name. Well, I mentioned it to Lurch.
Right.
And he is, bless his heart.
He's freaked out about it?
He's uptight as hell, thinking that, you know, I'm going to get in some kind of trouble if my mommy sees that he has sent me this stuff.
Right. You know, I always wonder if all those pictures go into some big database. I mean, even though you delete it, you know, and then you throw it away, I wonder if there's always a permanent, you know, this will go on your permanent record chip, and that someday they'll say, very interesting. Look at all of these pictures you've received.
Well, he's called today. Hey, Rockhead, come here. He's called at least twice today to make sure that I don't let Frida see what he sent today, or he's worried that it's like going to end up on a screensaver. So what? Come here, Rockhead.
Is what he sent today the most horrible picture that he's ever sent?
I didn't have time to download it this morning.
He didn't tell me. He just said it was disgusting and it would go right to your screensaver.
Oh, it will automatically go to the screensaver?
Yes.
I'm glad I didn't open it up then.
I don't know if I like that. I mean,
he didn't do it on purpose. He said his friend sent it to him.
Oh, so this is a joke,
right?
I'm glad I didn't open it up yet.
He didn't try to send it as a screensaver. It just so happens that that's what it does when it sends it to you.
So in other words,
he apologizes for that.
So the most horrible picture that we all look at for 5 seconds and then delete immediately will end up on the screensaver permanently.
Quite possible.
Oh, no, so that's why he was calling. That's why he was calling.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. Well, then he's right to be freaked out about that.
All right, take it back.
That's how viruses get spread. You know, with all those people on that list, I bet he's making a lot of calls today. Don't open it.
I can't wait to open it now when I get home.
And then it'll be there permanently.
Hey, you know what? Maybe pull up my AOL account right here. I'll open it up here and see what it is.
Yeah, you can do that.
Because I don't care if it's on the screensaver at work,
no,
right?
No, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to see what it is.
Something disgusting. All right, well, the boys pull up my AOL account. Oh, I wanted to read you a letter. And then we got to get on to the Phoebe of all time, Pat Summerall.
Yes.
Dear Don and Mike, almost 2 years ago, I met Heidi. She is the love of my life, the future mother of my children, and gosh darn it, the best thing that's ever happened to me. On October 23rd, 1999, Heidi and I are getting married here in Rochester, New York. And I want to thank you, too, because your show has been one of the things that Heidi and I have shared throughout our courtship.
Heidi.
Your combination of senseless batter, disgusting behavior, and genius comedy has been the topic of many discussions at the end of some very stressful and hectic days.
Mm-hmm.
If not for you guys on WHTK, we may have potentially run out of things to talk about and split up.
Wow.
Therefore, I would like to celebrate our relationship with the Don and Mike Show by reading a proclamation at our wedding reception in 4 weeks. One supplied by you. Of course, you guys are more than welcome to attend the reception and read it in person. What an honor. Thank you for being a constant source of funny, stupid, senseless, outrageous entertainment for me and Heidi. God damn it, we're big fans. This comes from Don Kerwin from Rochester, New York. Now, that's a very nice letter.
Right.
And we're humbled by that.
Yes, of course we are.
Of course. Speaking for myself and for Mike, I can tell you without even looking at the calendar.
Right.
We're busy on October 23rd.
Yeah. Where are they?
Rochester, New York.
Oh. Yes, of course.
However, I was thinking.
Yeah.
That it might be a great opportunity to rent Dennis a tuxedo.
I agree.
Yes. And send Dennis Murphy to Rochester.
Sure.
To read a proclamation that you and I would write for him.
I think that's marvelous. Hear ye, hear ye.
Right. Let's call this guy and see how he feels about Dennis showing up at his wedding.
Dennis has gone to weddings before.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis is everybody's favorite guest.
Mm-hmm. Looks good in the tux, too.
We're all perfectly willing to open our homes to him.
Perfectly willing. Well, we have to. It's a bet.
Yeah, by Monday, that's going to be decided.
Hello, this is Don Kerwin. I'm not here to take your phone call right now, but if you leave your name, telephone number, and a short message, I'll be sure to get back to you. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
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 Hello, Don. It's Don and Mike from the Don and Mike Show.
We thank you for your wonderful letter.
We would like to send some kind of a proclamation.
And an emissary, if you will.
To your wedding. How would you kids feel about Dennis Murphy driving up to Rochester to be part of your wedding party and part of your wedding day?
Dennis has been to many, many weddings. He's always a wonderful guest, and he'll have a whole bunch of good time.
And as you know, we send Dennis on many exciting journeys, and the thought of Dennis standing up in his off-color tuxedo at your wedding...
That's right.
...would make us very happy.
He's also one of America's number one pitchmen. So, I mean, he'd do a great job with the proclamation.
So, listen, Don, or maybe Heidi, if you're listening to this... if it's true that you would have split up if not for our show...
Yeah, we'd love to have Dennis come to the wedding.
Yeah, so call us, please. Call us sometime on the toll-free. And thank you.
As we attempt to fill every weekend of Dennis Murphy.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, Robbie?
Yes, Charlie's on his way down.
I noticed, while all of this was going on, while we were trying to call the people in Rochester, Rob is totally inept at the computer.
Really, he's not. Well, Rob doesn't have a computer, does he?
No. Rob is absolutely out of his element on the computer.
I could type anything pretty good, but I got a typewriter, and I don't know. Charlie's trying to walk me through it, but there was no
one. What are you trying to get your email from AOL?
From AOL, right.
Yeah, Charlie's on his way down.
Isn't there like a Microsoft site where you can go just to download your mail?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I know all about that. No, actually, I don't know.
Robbie, how come you don't have a computer?
I don't like computers.
Why?
Don't know. I haven't placed
anything. I always thought that I was the anti-computer guy. Now I got, you know, more I got computers coming out the wazoo.
I just don't dig them.
Mm-hmm. All right, here comes Charles Broyhill, very computer literate. And incidentally, my instant messaging buddy, Charlie Broyhill.
That's, you guys have, jumped into the next new thing, which is instant messaging.
I must be on your buddy list, right?
Yes.
I'm on your buddy list?
Yeah.
Is that like a bookmark?
That's on the
address book?
The very right-hand screen on AOL.
Buddy list of the people that you instant message?
Yeah, so when you go online, it tells you immediately.
Not on yours.
I'm sorry to say you're not on my buddy list. I'm not a buddy list guy. No. I don't have a buddy list.
Oh, he's hurt.
Sorry, Charlie.
He is very, very
sorry.
Hurt.
I'll make one if it'll make you happier.
Are we trying to get the email from Lurchy?
He's trying to pull
Let
up.
Rob, do it.
Oh, come on. Do it. Please do it. Just do it, for goodness. I got to talk or I do it myself. Right. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Yeah, speak to Don and Mike, please.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Radio God. I can tell you how to get your email.
Okay, how?
You go to AOL.com and you download Netmail.
That's where we are right now, is AOL.com.
And Netmail. Netmail is what you want to get.
Netmail 2.0 preview. Broyhill just got it. Broyhill just gave you the finger. All right, thank you, my friend.
But my wife never left me for a lesbian, though.
No, that's Charlie. That's the wrong Charlie.
That's Charlie Stossel. You blew that one, but nice attempt.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Everybody wants to play today. Everybody wants to play.
All right, read my AOL mail now.
Okay. How long does it take to download?
Oh, it should be instantaneous, Mike. Watch this.
Instantaneous.
So you'll need to plug in.
Here we go.
Hold on.
All right. A password.
That's your password.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful.
Good. You're good on that keyboard.
Enter password. And now it's got the little
hourglass.
The hourglass. The sand glass.
Mm-hmm.
This is slow. Okay, click here to complete the sign-in process. Now I'm thinking about it. I hope I just didn't delete Lurchy's email today. There's a chance that I've already deleted it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So think about it. I have two new messages. All right, let's see. New mail.
There you go.
Click on new mail. All right. One is from Broyhill. Oh. They're both from Charlie Broyhill. You want to... Oh, this is the, oh, there it is.
There it is.
Hold on.
I was so disappointed. I'm so glad found it.
Right
now, if you open that, that'll become the screensaver then for that computer, I guess.
That's okay. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. It's a computer in the studio.
All right, we're waiting. We're waiting to see what this is. He was real nervous about it. But, you know, it might just be like the average. I don't think there's much more shocking stuff we could see on those. I mean, he's gone the whole gamut.
All right, now download that, please, Charlie. You'll have to download some kind of image there.
You could still be getting the quality virus-free material that I was sending.
All right, he writes, this is a show.
Ah.
Okay, so if you speak like Jason, it means this is something that is disgusting. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to download it now. It's 51,000 bytes.
Taking a bit. Taking a while.
All right, we just clicked on it.
Show. Show.
We just clicked on it. Who else did he send this to?
I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to read you all the names. Well, it just clicked off. I saw your name on there, Mike.
Right.
My name, Charlie Boyhill's name, Jim McClure's name.
Here it comes.
And here it is. It's downloading right now.
Here it comes.
It is downloading now.
Oh, my God.
It is a girl who has her entire hand
in her butt.
Stuck in her butt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at that. That is a
show. Now is that going to be stuck on the computer?
No, it's not stuck on mine.
Okay, well.
It's easy to change screensavers.
No, Buzz, I don't think it's stuck on here as a screensaver.
Good. Well, that's a good thing.
I think that
is incredible flexibility.
It is a woman, and she is...
That's like every screensaver. I mean, not every screensaver. That is like every email I've gotten from him, though. It's the same. You know, it's like,
thank you. On her knees, mm-hmm. with her head towards the headboard of the bed. Her butt is up in the air. She has her right hand behind her back.
And it's in the special place.
Yeah, and she's got her hand. Mm. You can't see her hand because her hand is inside her butt.
He likes the diverse and the bizarre.
I mean, inside her butt.
That's fine. Is it animated? I can't tell from here.
Yes,
this is a cartoon.
No, it's not a cartoon.
I know it's not a cartoon.
It's a real girl, Mike. The real thing. Wow.
Give more detail. That's what...
Okay. I can't see any fingers. You can see the bracelet around her wrist.
The only reason I'm joking like this is, are we supposed to give the detail of what that photograph is?
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know. Are we? Charlie, let me ask you. Are we supposed to do that?
What do you mean?
That's one of those little just...
Not too graphically.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think we can say a girl has a hand in her butt.
That's why I was joking with you.
Well, I'll say it right now. I'll say it again. I feel secure, Mike.
Okay.
Standards
that's
and practices
why I was, okay.
saying that a girl has a hand in her butt.
That's why I was
saying
that.
You can't see her hand at all. Her hand is gone. But all butt and wrist.
The bracelet's still there, though.
Yeah, but the bracelet is there. All right, so that's what JB sent us in the email.
So thank you, Jason.
I don't know why I'd be worried about that.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be upset if that was on my computer as a screensaver.
That wouldn't matter if it was a screensaver.
All right, here's all the people he sent it to. Some guy named Carlos sent it to Charlie Broyhill. He sent it to Chris.
Right.
CK. He sent it to me, to Eric, to you, to Jim McClure, and to Tommy Horsey.
So there isn't a lady on there.
Nope, not on
maybe
this
he's
one.
Selective in the people he sends it out to.
Not in this. Is that all the people he sent it to?
That's it.
That's it.
Ah, so just for the boys. Just like the great Bette Midler movie.
Okay. What was that?
That's who sent it to him.
Oh, okay. A guy named Dominic.
Dominic.
Dominic Garazenti is the guy who originally sent it to JB.
Sure.
And then he just forwarded it to all of us.
Wonderful.
All right, well...
when you care to give the very best.
Yeah, put it on a greeting card.
Send a picture of a girl with her hand all the way up her butt.
All right. Great.
That's why Al Gore invented the internet.
That's right.
Listen,
absolutely.
When we come back, are we ready for Feed Pat Summerall?
Yes.
Okay, right after this.
He's the Don and...
I'll tell you one thing made me laugh, though. He gave the old curmudgeon he asked to do about that. Do you like reading those promos?
No. He's better than he was the last time he was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was drunk.
I don't think so.
This time.
Don't think there's a chance.
Hello?
I don't think so. You know, if it was me, he'd be like, hey, yeah, whatever, guys.
Hey, Rudy. Rudy?
Yeah, guys, how you doing?
Rudy, well, see, it went okay with the old Pat Summerall.
I think Pat's internet jingle balaba, or the stuff that... Mental alertness stuff?
Jinko Baloba.
Jinko Baloba.
Okay.
Write it down.
Jinko Baloba.
We have another one.
Jinko Baloba. You can tell I'm not taking it.
My God, you need it.
Pat is into Jinko Baloba. What is the real name he was trying to think of?
It's Jinko something.
Baloba.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jinko Baloba.
Right.
Jinko Baloba.
Jinko
Baloba.
My God. I tell you, Rudy turns it into a highlight player. Unbelievable.
Well, he was surprisingly lucid. Very good.
Great. He was really fun.
You know, this whole year he's been like that. I saw him down here in Atlanta when they had the opening game and talked to him a couple times since by phone.
Hey, is he pissed at you, Rudy?
Oh, he's been off and on. Yes, he has.
I mean, is he pissed about what you wrote in your column last week when you hinted that Dick Enberg might be taking his place?
Yes. Matter of fact, here I was. I had to write what I wrote, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'll have to call him Summerall to see if he's going to be on a show because Don wants him on. And I called him, and he gave me a little static, but not much.
You know what I forgot to read in your column, and this about golf, the Ryder Cup? What do you think about Dick Enberg's performance in the Ryder Cup? I thought he did a pretty good job.
Well, Dick's a very eloquent guy who can sum it up, and he's got the gift of the one-liners. But I think the golf aficionados know that he, after 5 years of doing golf on NBC, still doesn't know the scoring system very well.
Yeah, that's true.
And makes several mistakes there.
Okay.
And I did write, as great as Enberg is, and he's an all-timer, that Dan Hicks, this will happen next year, he's going to succeed Dick, and he'll be a more well-rounded golf anchor.
Hey, I want to go back to Summerall for 1 second. When he got pissed at you for what you wrote, what did he say to you?
He said...
Beg your pardon?
He said, at the Super Bowl last year, he said, he accused me of trying to lose his job. But this year he just said, yeah, I saw it, you're trying to get rid of me.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, let's pick the games down until they scab and bleed. We were told before Pat came on the air
right.
that he would not pick games with us.
Right. Beg your pardon.
So Rob Spiewak will be sitting in for Pat Summerall again this week.
Rob did a great job the last time he subbed for this.
He pretended he was Phil Sims last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And here he is now as Pat Summerall.
Beg your pardon.
We will pick the top five games of the week. We'll do it in this order. Don, Mike, Rudy and Pat Summerall, with, of course, Pat Summerall being the only one able to comment.
Very good.
Which order am I?
You're third, Rudy.
You're third after me like you have been for years.
Like every week for the last 10 years.
All right.
Okay.
All right, first, Jinko Baloba.
First game we're picking. Jinko Baloba. That's a great Rudyism.
That is indeed.
The first game is Tampa Bay at Minnesota. I will take the Tampans.
Atlanta.
No, it's
oh, I'm sorry.
Tampa
I was
Bay,
up.
Tampa Bay, Minnesota.
I like Minnesota. I like Minnesota.
And I'll take those Vikings, too.
Minnesota just seems to have fallen apart this year. I have to go with Tampa Bay.
Thank you, Pat.
I was sitting there making fun of Pat and making fun of Rudy, and then you mentioned Tampa Bay, Minnesota. I like Atlanta.
Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
Next game, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh. I'll take Jacksonville.
Me, too.
Oh, no, it's the Steelers' turn this time.
I agree with Rudy. If I want to keep my job at Fox, I have to agree with Rudy and go with Pittsburgh.
Next game is Tennessee and San Francisco. I'll take the Tennessees.
I like the Niners in this one.
And I'm going to go with the Youngs even though he's not even going to play.
Beg your pardon? I think I'll go with the 94s.
Next game is Oakland at Seattle. You know, let me just break from format here for a second. This is a crappy Sunday night game, man. There have been no good Sunday night games this year.
You don't like watching that Seattle defense play?
Oh, I hate games like Oakland and Seattle, and
yeah.
I hate any AFL West games.
You know what? You're right, Don. the West Coast teams in the AFC draw the lowest ratings on Monday Night Football.
Why would they put, why would they give a crap game like this to ESPN?
Well, for one, you got Mike Holmgren, and then you know, who's a big name going in. Plus, the Raiders are always a, they are supposed to be a good draw, and they're actually a surprisingly decent team this year.
Well, all right, Oakland and Seattle. I'll take Seattle. I'll take Seattle also.
Give me Oakland.
Seattle's smothering defense makes them a player, so I've got to go with Seattle.
Way to go.
Thank you, Pat. And finally, the Monday night game, Buffalo at Miami. I will take Miami.
I'm going to take Buffalo.
There's no question that Dan Marino and his guys have got it this time.
Too much info, Rudy. And Pat?
I'm thirsty.
Okay.
Who do you like, though?
Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon? I like Jimmy Johnson's hair, so we have to go with Miami.
There you go.
Go with Miami. And Rudy, before we let you go, of course, Rudy's column featured most days in USA Today. Rudy, what is your nugget? Something we would not know if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports.
Okay, guys, here it is. Steve Young might be only one or two games away from the end of his career. He's going to be out for probably a couple weeks, and when he comes back after he gets his next hit, it looks like it. The 49ers don't expect him to finish the season, and he'll probably retire.
Who wants to make a trade? Listen, Rudy Martsky, Pat Summerall, brought to us this week by Vienna Jewelry and Estate Buyers, your source for jewelry, diamonds, and watches. Call them on the net. See them on the net at viennajewelry.com or call them at 703-938-0000. Thank you, Rupert.
Okay, guys.
Thank you. And next week, I've been told it's Bryant Gumbel's brother?
Yes. In fact, he was just Greg Gumbel was just on the phone with Bryant, and I said, hey, look, all the personality went to you, Greg, and he didn't laugh.
Yeah. He'll be good next week.
Yeah, and you and Mouse have a good weekend eating all that Jinko Balaba.
Jinko Balaba.
There you go. Yeah.
Jinko Balaba.
I'm
Jinko
Balaba. Double dosing.
All right. Goodbye, Rudy.
Double
okay,
dosing.
Guys. Okay, goodbye.
That's right. I missed
Did he say double dosing?
He said dosings.
Oh, double
I missed my dosing of Jinko Balaba.
We'll be back in a moment.
He's the Don and Mike.
Sasha.
Yes.
My wife is on the line. Hello, honey.
Oh, hi, Boo.
How's the car dilemma?
There was never a dilemma, sweetie. Oh, things are only a dilemma in your mind.
So what's the status?
Fixed. I'm shopping. I'm back out on the street shopping again.
You already got the car fixed? You already got a new tire?
Yes. It's all taken care of. I told you when you left. Don't sweat it. Let Mommy handle it. Just go to work.
Damn, she's fast.
Your Mommy took care of it.
Well, thank you, honey.
I know. That's why you're glad I don't have a job.
Yes, no, your job is being my Mommy.
I know. When Bart goes to college, I think other people are, you know, be thinking about getting back into the workforce. Not me, as long as I got my big baby right there.
Right, I need my Mommy.
There you go.
Hey, listen, Mommy. Mommy, Charlie Stossel's here right
yes.
now. And I know that there was a movie that you wanted to see this weekend, right?
Yep. Yeah, but that's good. So ask him if it's okay if Bart sees it, too, because it's R-rated. What's the movie I want
to
see?
Which one did you want to see?
The one that's American Beauty.
American
Rose,
Beauty.
Or...
American Beauty with Kevin
yeah.
Spacey, supposed to be like an Academy Award.
Off the top of your...
Well, Mike, we have Naked Day, we have No Talking Day,
oh,
we have
that's right.
Crazy Hat Day like
that's
Larry
right.
Hagman.
That's right. I remember I came over one time and had Crazy Hat Day. It was fun.
All right. Love you, honey. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, boo-boo.
All right.
Goodbye,
right.
sweetie.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Now, we're going to talk movies here. And more.
And more, Charlie.
With movie man Charlie Stossel. Let me play him in here.
Once married, twice shy, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Okay, Charlie.
I always dread the and more.
Would you rather talk about movies first or talk about the other stuff first?
I don't care. You're the boss.
But it's up to you.
It's not going to affect my cheery mood.
All right, well, then let's start with some of the other stuff.
All right.
Yeah, it's the other okay. stuff's better first.
First, would you like
oh.
to... Would you
I
like
got hate mail?
Yeah, you get some hate mail. Would you like
been
to say, would you like say anything to Buzz?
I already said hello to Buzz, the doomsayer.
We spoke in the hall briefly.
You remember this week on the Buzz News and Comment, Buzz was very happy to be jumping
no.
up and down.
Yeah, telling the story about Charlie's company disintegrating.
Yeah, saying that AMC
Around
theaters AMC theaters are going out of business
no,
or something.
No. It's not even close.
And there was no
it's
joy.
It's not even close to out of business. It's a little move here and there.
A little wobble, right?
I'm safe.
That's all I know.
Good.
Yeah.
Have your supervisors told you that?
I'm safe.
Yeah, that means nothing.
Yes.
That means nothing.
Absolutely.
I'd like to point out that Charlie Stossel is sponsored by Vienna Jewelry and Estate Buyers.
Reward.
Your source for jewelry, diamonds, and watches.
You've been sold.
See them on the net.
You've been
at ViennaJewelry.com or call them.
Vienna Jewelry.
At 703-938-0000.
You have arrived. You have arrived.
Vienna Jewelry.
Right. Okay, Charlie, would you rather hear the hate letter first?
Or a love letter?
Or the woman who wants to meet you.
Ooh, the hate letter first.
Okay. Yeah. And it's from your favorite pool cleaner.
All right.
In Sacramento.
He's bored. It's getting chilly out there on in Northern California.
Pat Morse.
Pat Morse.
And once again, he's taking the time to write on good stationery.
It is, you know, like
spiral notebooks ripped out.
Three-ring binder stuff.
And it's always like that express mail, you know, because he must get a real urge, and then he sends it to us right away.
Dear Don and Mike. Hello, fossil feces.
Ha.
I recently discovered a letter which you wrote to your grandmother when you were 16 years old. I just wanted to share it with Don and Mike.
For a year.
So here it is, bloated boy. Dear Grandmama, I can't wait to see you this summer as I've been marking the days off my Winnie the Pooh calendar. As you're quite aware of, I'm turning 17 this summer, and I happen to know that you are throwing me my annual birthday party. I thought about what we've talked about last month, and I'm not quite ready to invite girls to my party. I know you said that eventually I would like girls, but it hasn't happened yet. Perhaps when I'm in trade school studying to be a theater usher, I will like girls. So now, let's invite the first grade class of Miss Teasley. The gang who were in kindergarten last year were quite festive. I expect to see Bobby, Peter, Jimmy, Tommy, and Joey at my party. Let's scratch Billy from the guest list because last year he was shoving me around in front of the other kids and threatening to kick my ass. I just want to let you know, Grandma, that I've been sharpening my colored chalk to create a sharp edge for 2 square, 4 square, and hopscotch. So feeling lucky and finally winning in your game of musical chairs. If I have to, I'm prepared to kick some butt with Bobby or Peter for that most elusive musical chair. When push comes to shove, I can handle my own with the 8-year-olds, although a few of the first graders could pummel me. If I do happen to get in a scuffle with one of these children, I will kick them with my saddle shoes. Or run like hell, which is probably the safest maneuver. Anyway, I wanted to give you some hints for my birthday presents. I could really use a good lint remover for my dark slacks when I intern to have training methods on how to walk in long, dark, narrow corridors without stumbling on the red carpet or catching my hip on an aisle seat. I also need some Kiwi black shoe polish, where I am discarding my saddle shoes for some black wingtips in order to achieve the proper attire as an assistant to the assistant manager in the theater venue. I could also use an 8-track player to play the greatest hits of my idols, such as Leif Garrett and the Bay City Rollers, plus Debbie Boone and my favorite, the rowdy tunes of Cat Stevens. Well,
he's trying.
That's all for now, Grandma. Sincerely, Pat Morse.
There you go.
You know, that was actually a better effort than he's been putting in.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. He, you know, did a little letter to Grandmama. Right.
4 months to write that. And
anything you'd like to say to Pat?
No.
F him. All right. Here, that would be the positive letter in the Charlie Stossel.
Did that come out of the same envelope?
No, I just put it in there as to keep them together.
Okay. Where's the postmark from on this?
Northern Virginia.
Oh.
Wow.
Charlie.
Hello.
I'm a longtime listener of Don and Mike, and have been a big fan for years. Sadly, I had to relocate to California where their show can't be picked up. Sadder still is the reality that your success in dating is one constant that hasn't changed upon my return to the Washington area.
Oh,
I think it's time we met. Please feel free to call me. And this chick's first name is Mary.
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 Very nice name.
Oh, there's something
I'll last to the moon for you, Mary. Mary, how's your garden grow?
We'll call. There's something about Mary right now. Maybe she's at home now.
There's something about Mary.
With her brother, Warren.
Have you seen my wiener?
Have you seen my stutzel?
Well, I bet she's not there.
Of course
not. But you can leave her a message, Charlie.
A nice romantic message.
No.
Yeah, come on.
What's the matter?
Box for Mary Dowell. Not available right now, but please leave your name and phone number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Go ahead, Shirley. Leave your name and home phone number on the
air. To leave a voice message, press 1.
Hey, Mary.
Go ahead, Charlie. Oh,
hey.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
well,
am I on
again.
Now?
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Mary. Charlie Stossel, Don and Mike show. Howdy. Hey, call us on the air sometime. We're curious. I'm very curious. You know, I feel a kinetic energy.
Mary Don here. Charlie's very desperate. Very available.
And he needs someone. He needs someone like you, Mary, because he just told me, really, even based on your letter, that there's something about Mary.
So, Charlie's interested, as always. Please call him, call the show.
That's
call
right.
Collect. Call
you,
often.
Mary. All right, goodbye. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic. And if Mary's looking for someone who will...
If you are satisfied with your message,
yes, we are.
Press 1.
Uh-huh.
To listen to your
that's
message, press 2.
Gotta hear it, Charlie.
To re-record.
Hey, Charlie. Oh, hey. Sorry.
Oh, well, are we on now?
Yeah.
Hey, Mary. Charlie Stossel, Don and Mike show. Howdy. Hey, call us on the air sometime. We're curious. I'm very curious. You know, I feel a kinetic energy.
Mary Don here. Charlie's very desperate. Very available.
And he needs someone. He needs someone like you, Mary, because he just told me, really, even based on your letter, that there's something about Mary.
So Charlie's interested, as always. Please call him, call the show.
That's
call
right.
Collect. Call
thank
often.
You, Mary. All right, goodbye. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
I think me and Mike really helped you out there, Charlie.
If you are satisfied with your message,
yeah, I am.
Press
satisfied.
1. To send your message now, press 1.
Send it with urgency.
To mark urgent, press 2. Message marked urgent.
Urgent.
To send your message now, press 1.
It's very urgent.
Message sent.
Good.
Thank you for calling.
Oh,
goodbye.
Right.
There.
And
not
goodbye.
That desperate.
You marked
thanks.
The message, just like a cat marks its territory.
It's urgent. It's urgent. So, Charlie, urgent. Movies this week.
Movies this week. It's good to be for movies, actually.
Okay.
American Beauty goes wide, so to speak.
Wide.
The
wide.
Story of its of a dysfunctional family, played by Kevin, headed up by Kevin Spacey and Annette Bening, with a daughter who's a little bit odd, a neighbor who's a little bit odd, more neighbors who are a little odd, and just what goes on in their life. People are calling this a black comedy. To be honest, I don't see where the black comedy comes. I think it is a drama with a lot of funny portions, much in the same way that Terms of Endearment, there are a lot of funny parts in it. But you are not going to sit back and call that movie necessarily a comedy.
It's a dramedy, actually.
It's a dramedy.
A dramedy,
I
buddy.
Put American Beauty in the same league.
You put it in the league of Terms of Endearment? Is
as far
it as good
as far
Terms
as that
of Endearment?
Style of movie.
Okay.
I think it's very, very good. Very good, and I think it's one of the movies that you'll see at Oscar time at the end of the year.
How many porcelain dolls do you give this?
3.5.
3.5. So you would recommend this
well
this weekend?
Written. Very well written.
Okay, what's the other movies?
We have Three Kings.
All right, now, Clooney, I'll tell you something.
Clooney, buddy.
That looks great. I think that movie looks great.
Yeah,
this movie has really caught my eye as something that looks like it could be pretty damn good.
Very stylized in how it's shot and very stylized in how it's looked. George Clooney plays a guy in the Army along with one of the Ice Boys, Ice Cube this time, and Marky Mark.
Right.
They're in this movie. And Spike Jonze, who directs a lot of the Beastie Boys videos, a lot of videos that you see on MTV, he's also one of the major stars in the film. As some guys who go out at the end of the Gulf War hearing rumors that there is a bunch of Kuwaiti gold that Saddam Hussein had stolen, and they want to go and find it, steal it, bring it back. It's almost verbatim Kelly's Heroes, except different.
Except no Telly Savalas.
And no World War II or Clint Eastwood or tanks that you're fighting. So, oh, goodness.
I can top that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, now that we've gotten rid of the tuberculosis in the studio.
So they go out looking for this particular bunker, and while they're out, they find a small village where they decide, is it more important to help these people or is it more important to take the gold? Stylistically shot, Clooney plays a character much like the Out of Sight character.
I thought he was excellent in the movie Out of Sight.
It's very much the same kind of very self-assured, smarmy, I know what I want and I'm going to go out and get it and no one's going to get in my way. Marky Mark is the tender-hearted, nice guy.
I hate Marky Mark. I truly do.
Ice Cube is just along for the ride.
I don't understand why you hate him, because I think he is...
Brilliant?
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
You watch Boogie Nights over and over.
I do indeed. I love that. It's a fantastic film. I watch Fear also.
There's another one. Another Marky
very
Mark
Opus.
Very
bad man in that.
He's
very naughty.
Bad.
Very naughty man.
So you like this movie?
You know, everyone's saying how great it is. I think it's very good. I don't think it lives up to this four-star hype that everyone is saying, but it's very good.
How many dolls you
three.
Give this
we'll
one?
Give it a good three.
$3. Okay.
Three.
You would recommend this also?
I think I would, this one. Yeah.
All right. What's the other movie?
Mystery Alaska.
Okay, this movie stinks, right?
You know, I had such high hopes, and I think Mike is in the same league. Big hockey fans.
Yeah, right.
Seeing this, this has been on the shelf at Disney since March. They said, no, let's release at the start of hockey season. I think...
Got some good actors
in it. Hockey's big. It does. Russell Crowe, Hank right. Azaria, and mm-hmm. Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is fantastic.
The angry town judge.
I saw Burt Reynolds, and it really looked like the kind of Burt we got right after the Lonnie debacle, where he's going, I just heard one of his lines. One of his lines was, you guy.
Yeah, it's really very angry, downtrodden. I've been beaten up. I'm angry at the world.
But is he slurring? Is Burt Reynolds slurring in this movie a little bit?
A little bit.
There you go.
Voice a little lower.
That's what we like.
A little sterner with his voice. This town, Mystery Alaska, has a hockey team. 10 guys who come out and they play every Saturday, and the whole town comes out to watch a 5-on-5 hockey game. And the thing is, if you get to play in the big game, this is their pro. This is their big deal. So Sports Illustrated picks up an article. Hank Azaria used to live there. He writes an article about this thing. Well, he hears from the NHL, the Rangers. Yeah, like this is going to happen. The Rangers.
See, that's where you lose me already.
To Alaska.
Yeah,
you lose me already with the plot of this movie. You forget. I'm not even listening anymore.
It is Mighty Ducks.
La, 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 la. Mighty Ducks for adults.
It would have been better. I really wish.
Yeah, the premise.
It would have been
better.
You've
got to have a good premise, and there are a lot of premises in there that just seem BS.
How many dolls do you give this
two,
one?
A disappointing two.
Just two. And is that it for this weekend?
No, we have, I can always end with Elmo and Grouchland.
Yeah, please do.
No, I'd like to know your review of Elmo and Grouchland.
Grouchland for kids is wonderful.
How about for you, for Charlie Stossel, single successful
guy? You enjoyed it. I can tell. Your entire demeanor changed when you mentioned Elmo and Grouchland. You sat up, your eyes got wider, your throat cleared up.
You were such a liar.
You loved Elmo and Grouchland.
Elmo and Grouchland is fine for what it is. It's a kids movie geared at 4 years old and under. Elmo loses his blanket, drops a cookie, no, trash guy. What's the trash guy's name?
Oscar. Like you don't
Oscar.
Know. It's
Oscar the Grouch.
Thank you, Rob. Oscar takes his whoopee, as it's called. He loses it, so Elmo falls into this hole into Grouchland, mm-hmm. where he is going to go and back and find his whoopee.
Do you see the enthusiasm of this man? Really?
Yeah, listen
to control
this.
It.
You should see his eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
His eyes are alive.
And then he pretends to think about the whoopee. He knows what a whoopee is.
And he pretends he doesn't know who Oscar the Grouch is.
Bert and Ernie narrate the movie, coming on every now and then to
you can't help but smile,
explain.
Can you?
Oh, silly. It's a silly movie that actually is not bad.
Oh, but did you screen it by yourself?
I sat in there by myself with my own whoopee. And
how many
Muppet characters sitting around me, and I talked to them.
How many dolls do you give Elmo and Grouchland?
On a kids' film level, it's three.
Okay, but what about on the Charlie Stossel level?
It's a two. That's a two, maybe a one and a half, maybe, you know.
Yeah. Maybe a four?
Maybe.
Beautiful. Thank you. Charlie Stossel, our movie
man.
Can
I leave now?
Oh, listen, I had a real movie question for you. When does Random Hearts open?
Next week.
You know, I just got done reading the book, and it looks to me from the ads I've seen like they really changed a lot of stuff from the book to fit the movie.
When we first saw the production notes, it looked like a heavy romance. That was just the affair that went on. These two hooked up,
right?
And that's what it was. But the trailers make it look like this spy shoot 'em up, big mystery. What happened? Murder at 1600 type movie.
And you know they've also changed. I know you've seen the ads for Random Hearts, where she's a congresswoman.
Right.
Actually,
he's a cop. He plays a cop,
yeah,
right?
In the book, he is the aide to a congressman.
Okay.
And the woman who he ends up having an affair with, whose husband had been having an affair with his wife. So you understand? Harrison Ford.
He's an aide to a congressman. And who is the woman? The woman is,
The woman is the woman who was the wife of the husband who was doing Harrison Ford's wife.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's wife was cheating on him.
Right.
The guy that she was cheating with, they were going away to Florida to be alone.
Right, and then
the plane ran into the 14th Street Bridge.
So as opposed to being a congressman's husband and the wife of a cop, it's
yeah,
the way that is.
Yeah, they changed it around.
They did change it. That's what the characters were in the book. Yeah, everything's changed around.
All right, well, we'll talk about it next
Very
week.
Good.
All right, thank you, Charlie.
See you guys.
Thanks,
Charlie.
Thank you. Charlie Stossler, movie man from the AMC Theater chain.
Off to see, what is it, Oscar?
Elmo and Grouchland.
Elmo and Grouchland.
And listen, don't let him lie to you.
He got visibly, he was visibly enthused.
Charlie, sponsored by Vienna Jewelry and Estate Buyers, and we thank them. Back with more in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140.
This is like Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
It's a big weekend. Lots of stuff happening this weekend.
Yeah.
That involves this show.
Right.
Of course, this weekend it all comes down to Maguire, Sosa.
Yeah, we're going to have all the details on Monday. Let you know what happened.
Monday there will be a big winner.
Yeah, we're... I'm going to lose. I just know I'm going to lose. I mean, I don't know why we're playing this game, you know.
No, I'm going to lose. I'm positive I'm going to lose this bet.
You think so?
Yeah, I
see. Are you just
really
saying that?
No, I'm not saying it. Swear to God.
Really?
Swear to God.
Okay.
I still think I'm going to lose the bet, even though Maguire
is... going to lose. You don't think he's going to lose?
Even though Maguire is up by one.
Really?
No, I don't think it's going to be a tie. I think that...
I think you
I'm
know...
I'm going to lose.
The central point of this is, and I think you understand this, is that Mark Maguire, as you know, is super jacked for this race. Mm-hmm. He is really super into it.
The White Devil does realize that he is in a home run race.
Now, I have heard that, for the Dominican Republic, that Sammy Sosa is, you know, looking at it like he's a representative of his country.
Right.
And he's into it. But I'm not sure I buy that. I'm not sure. It just seems to me that Sammy is content with the way things are right now. But Maguire has that inflated ego.
No, come on.
All right.
White Devil simply realizes that he's in a home run race.
I know.
He's been behind all year long. Right. And they play each other this weekend.
Yeah, couldn't end any better.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday night,
perfect.
Cubs.
Absolutely.
And the Cardinals, and we'll have the details on that on Monday. Now, also this weekend, you have Dennis Murphy going to play gay drag bingo.
Right.
With Homo Joe. They're both going to be dressed up as girls. They're going to videotape it. We're going to bring it to our next Las Vegas-style show, of which I hope we can announce very soon because it's just a couple of weeks away.
Is it the Whitman Walker Clinic? All proceeds go to the Whitman Walker Clinic.
Drag Bingo, yes.
That's the charity for Drag Bingo, and you will hear the tape of that event on Monday's show.
Right.
Also this weekend, Dennis Murphy's going to New Jersey to take part in the ESPN Firefighters Challenge
That's
show.
That's right. He's going to do a great job. Right.
And Dennis will have a tape recorder strapped to his back, and we will hear that tape on Monday.
Right.
Plus this weekend, Rob Spiewak will be announcing the starting lineups at the Redskins-Carolina Panthers game.
So if you're going out to the game, do not miss Rob, because Rob is excited about this.
Yes. And Rob, when you do the announcements, are you going to do them as Steve Burns?
Yes, I will.
Excellent.
As long as I can muster up the courage right now, the plan is yes.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Very good.
And we'll have the tape of that on Monday's episode.
I hope there's no suit that walks up to Rob before and says, now we want you to play this straight. Okay?
I don't think so.
Hope that doesn't happen.
You know, to let you know the level... To let you know the level that the Redskins are concerned about this,
right?
They've already had Arch Campbell do it.
Oh, really? Was Arch the first one to do it?
Yeah, Arch did it during the first preseason game.
Oh, okay.
So it just goes to show, Rob, you could probably get up there and do them in Pig Latin.
Yeah,
and nobody would care. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Ad Bray, Onsen Jay, Michael May, Estbrook Way.
That'll be great.
So tons of stuff happening this weekend, and you'll be hearing all about it on Monday's episode. Now, let's get to a Friday favorite.
It's game time now on day of day with cash for you and me.
Before we play the game, I'd like all of us to gather our hands together and bow our heads in prayer.
Okay.
We're going to pray to the great migraine gods that Mike does not get a migraine.
Oh, yes.
Okay? You in your pregame right now, Mike?
Yeah, Don, I am. I'm ready.
You up for it today?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Guys, let's pray.
Let's pray together.
Please, God.
Please, God.
Don't let Mike get a migraine.
Don't let Mike get a migraine.
And if he does get one?
And if he does get one?
Please wait until after the news is over.
Please wait until the end of the news.
And also God?
And God?
Let the White Devil hit a home run tonight. All right, now let's play.
Men lie, we lie, we live lies. For instance, every man in this room is hiding some porno in his house. Got a pornography stash in the crib. Not an illegal amount, just enough to get you by. And when we have porno, we go behind the refrigerator under the bed. No, we become Batman when it's time to hire support. That's right. You hit the light switch, the whole bookshelf shifts to the side. You go down two flights of stairs into your porno cellar. Get it, Jack Me, yes. Tony Kai, Gina Davidson, that's right.
We'll make the bed up straight. Stay out late.
From the producers that brought you Messy Girl, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Before we get to Buzz and News, do a caller 100.
All right.
Nice job. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hi, who is this?
This is Danelle.
Danelle, where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Danelle, thank you for listening to the show on KHTK. You've won Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's right. It's an exciting prize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calm down, Donnell. That's great.
Tender Roast, Triple Crunch, Triple Zinger Crunch, Honey BBQ, KFC Original Recipe, only at KFC.
I like it when you call it Honey BBQ, too. That's good.
But wait, there's more. You now have a chance to win $550 with Kooky Crazy Secret Sound number 5, The Impossible Sound. Have you heard this before?
Yes, I have.
All right. Do you think you have an idea already?
I think so.
All right, well then, well, what the hell? I will give you a free listen.
Ah, very good.
Here's your freebie.
Okay.
That one's on the house. That will put you on the clock. Play it again. Please don't answer until the dramatic music is done and Mike sings.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here you go.
Caller, name this noise.
Simple, everyday sound you hear in your everyday world and your everyday life.
Sounds so familiar.
$550 on the line now. If you know what it is, Mike, are you up for this? $550. What is the secret sound?
It's a door closing.
Would you please repeat that?
Boo.
A door closing.
Oh, we're sorry.
A door closing?
Absolutely not. But
man.
Thank you for that lame try.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, hold on.
You know, this is where the every guess is a clue part kind of ticks me off.
I was just looking at that card thinking I shouldn't read that now because, you know, if the guesses are that lame.
Yeah, the last one sounded like a door.
Okay.
Door?
We'll play again. Let's go to Buzzito now for news and comment. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. President Clinton says he wants the U.S. to take steps to avoid what happened in Japan yesterday.
When something like this happens, we realize we live in a world where perfection loses, and we got to keep working on this.
So horny.
Yeah, doesn't he know that?
So horny.
I'll say right now, perfection loses.
Stupid president.
So horny.
A nuclear reaction was accidentally set off at a uranium processing plant outside of Tokyo.
He has a nuclear reactor in his pants. He's waiting to set off.
Contaminating dozens of people.
Hey, look at that. All right, watch out for the fallout.
Oh. The 30,000 people in the area just outside of Tokyo were told to stay indoors until the rain could wash away the radioactive cloud.
I heard there's a rumor that all that fallout is going to cause one of these small little sea creatures to turn into a giant monster and then step on the city. Is that true?
We can only hope.
All right.
Radiation levels within a mile of the site were 15,000 times their normal level. Today, a lot of people in the area obviously getting tested for radioactivity. Most of them coming out okay.
Here's what a cow had to say, Buzz.
This is what radiation can do to a cow.
That's right.
There he is.
Friendly cow.
Yeah. Most people are...
I love it when you play it to the label.
Most people are testing out okay, but naturally they're concerned about the long-term effects of this. Japan, which doesn't normally ask for outside help, has asked the U.S. to help to contain the mess and to clean it up. Human error gets the blame for the accident. The head of the plant bowed deeply at a news conference and said, "We apologize from the bottom of our hearts."
They love bowing, don't they?
They do, and they love apologizing. It's very embarrassing.
But isn't he toast now, that guy?
Like, absolutely.
He's lost face.
Yeah,
right?
That's
is that what it is?
That will be his final bow, as a matter of fact.
Here's what he had to say, incidentally. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong, too.
Hi, Kyung. Good move. You're number one.
Kyung is the Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, couldn't you be in school?
That's what he had to say, Buzz.
That's very good.
Home to his family.
Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura says he will continue to speak his mind even after the heat he's taken for his comments on organized religion and other topics.
I reserve the right to talk like an idiot.
Ventura said that organized religion is a sham and a crutch for the weak-minded. Ventura said only a career politician would edit his opinions for political correctness. And Ventura says he got elected because he's not a career politician.
Did we hear the story yesterday?
No, you heard yesterday what he'd said and how people were reacting to it. Now he's been asked to explain his comments.
Okay.
And
all right.
So what
it was the statement, then people's reactions, and now his reactions to the reactions.
Exactly.
There you
okay.
go.
All right.
Up
with you. It's the endless cycle we call the news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, surveys
you're not going to believe it.
Surveys show that two out of every three Minnesotans still support their governor, even if they don't agree with what he said.
So
it hasn't hurt him, apparently.
Duh! We support him! Duh!
And while Minnesota has Jesse Ventura as governor, California may soon have Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator.
And you're going to come out of the voting booth. You're going to say, I'm so angry. I want to vote for him twice.
Because there'll be a line outside the voting parlor.
I'm so angry.
You know what's amazing?
What?
I think this could happen, and yeah. I think it's just sick.
Sure. He can't become elected president, being foreign-born.
Thank God.
He can become governor of California.
I'm so angry.
Can expect from Jingle All the Ways, a hilarious Jingle. Movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
and says, I'm so angry.
Remember when he couldn't speak in his movies and he really couldn't speak, and then they put him in certain movies where he didn't have to speak, and then they were training him to speak, and he became a big star before he really learned how to speak, and now he can't speak, but he thinks he can.
We have a son that is dying for playing with his father.
For playing with his father.
Dying the latest of the toys.
Toys.
The latest of the toys. Talking about
the Superman
doll. Play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
Too busy.
The eraser, which is the character that I play, is very professional about his job.
About his job.
And the job is the most important thing at this point in his life. And he lives a very disciplined life.
Yes.
But at the same time, he does have emotions. He does have, vulnerable sides to him.
He does. You know, his accent, he has let his guard down so much.
Yes.
He does keep emotions. He can get the real, he does keep emotions.
And he says, I'm so angry.
So angry. And if you listen to Arnold speak now, he'll throw in a little D-I-S every now and then. It's supposed to be there. That's this toy. That's
this guy. We're just great. When you look back to the people, a little embarrassed. What's so funny? Are you indignant? All that was beautiful. But we're going to do that again. Okay? That's the beauty of this
program.
That's one of my favorites.
That's great.
That's where the director is patronizing Arnold, saying, you're so great when you look back to the camera.
And you're all embarrassed and everything.
You're so funny, but you know, we're going to do it again.
You can tell the real subtle direction for Arnold, too. You know, act embarrassed. Do you know what that means? Do they teach you that here?
He's not angry. You want me to be angry?
No. Embarrassed. Like someone's done something that makes you feel really, well, the only word I can think of, Arnold, is embarrassed.
Das ist das.
Don't worry about it. Take two.
You have to handle him with kid gloves because he's a tough guy.
Deutschland.
Deutschland.
Ich liebe dich.
Deutschland, ich liebe dich. Dich.
There's a State of the Union address right there.
Look at that shot.
That's great. If emotions.
Ventura's friend, the Terminator, says he's thinking about running for governor in the Golden State in 2002. The 52-year-old former bodybuilder and movie star calls himself a compassionate conservative, and he has what he believes are some very serious political opinions. All this is...
So angry.
There we go.
All this is Warren Beatty and Sybil Shepherd talk about running for president. Quoting one Republican official, with Sybil and Warren in the hunt for the Democratic nomination, we're just waiting for Miss Piggy, Kermit, and Fozzie the Bear. But now the Republicans have Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What you can expect from Jingle All the Way
is their hands.
Hilarious movie. A movie where they will be able to laugh.
They will.
Beginning to the end.
Yeah.
It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
They will run out of the theater and says, I'm so angry.
Because there's a long line.
He's not from here.
And I'm dumb. A 12-year-old boy from Alexandria, Virginia has been grounded after sneaking onto a flight to St. Louis. Chris's mom says he was just trying to see what he could get away with when he sneaked onto a TWA jet out of Reagan National Airport. He had skipped school Wednesday and took a transit train to the airport instead.
Wow.
But when he got to St. Louis, he panicked and called mom, and hey, how about that airport security?
You know, I've heard that story, and I think it's very easy for a little kid, especially if a little kid was just walking in behind an adult.
That's what
he did.
You
just say my parents are on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, very easy just to even just walk behind a guy and not say a word and just get by. The security.
I sort of understand that, except how did he get on without having a ticket?
Well, what was the airline, Buzz?
It was TWA.
Shocker.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had nothing but good experiences with them, haven't we?
Only the best.
Jeez. Former President George Bush has a raunchy side, according to ABC newsman Sam Donaldson.
Bush.
Donaldson says Bush told him he even tells Monica Lewinsky jokes, although Donaldson says he couldn't get the former president to tell one for him.
Can she blow?
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny, Mr. Former President.
She can suck the chrome off my... Something to do with my car.
Oh, fantastic. You're really raunchy, Mr. President. Ooh, my toupee has slipped.
But Donaldson says Bush did admit to having, quote, a vulgar streak.
He has a vulgar streak.
Donaldson says...
F you, Sam.
There it is right there, Mr. President.
F you of the A.
No, thank you, vulgarity man.
Eat my ass.
Oh, yes, sirree. Vulgar. Go jump out of an airplane.
Donaldson says he thinks Bush finally feels he's at the point in his life where he has the freedom to say exactly what's on his mind.
How could you have the name Bush and not be vulgar occasionally?
Exactly.
Sam?
Yes, Mr. President.
Eat my donkey. Eat my eel. Eat my drumstick. Eat my hanging Johnny. Eat my pork sword.
My God, Mr. President, you've got names for your private parts based on the Book of Lists.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Mr. Bush.
Eat my ass
opener. There. Now that's what I call vulgarity.
Eat my coral branch. Eat my holy poker.
Oh, wow, Mr. President.
Eat my crotch cobra. Eat my dingus.
Mr. President, you seem to really like that Book of Lists.
Eat my 9-inch knocker. Eat my 1-inch brother.
Mr. President.
Go ahead. Eat my pink oboe.
Mr. President, you don't even have a pink oboe.
Eat my shaft of Cupid.
My goodness. Mr. President, you're being filthy.
Eat my live sausage.
Oh, live.
Eat my master of ceremonies. Hey, Sam?
Yes, Mr. President.
Eat my old slimy.
Your old slimy? Well, I don't even see it, Mr. President.
Eat my raw meat.
Yes.
Eat my rumpled foreskin.
My goodness, Mr. President.
Eat my skin flute. Eat my silent flute. Eat my short arm.
Did you compose this list yourself, Mr. President?
Eat my split-ass mechanic.
I believe it came out of the Book of Lists.
It's the vulgar George Bush.
Mr. President.
Eat my tummy banana. Eat my sweet meat.
Yes, Mr. President.
Eat my tube steak. Eat my whore pipe.
Wow.
That's it, I'm out.
Is that the last one?
That's it.
My God, Mr. President, you are vulgar.
I'm out.
The driver.
He's out.
Yes, go ahead, Buzz. The driver who struck Stephen King has been indicted on charges of aggravated assault and driving to endanger.
Oh, we're sorry.
A grand jury in Maine says Brian Smith did recklessly cause serious bodily injury to King as the author walked along a country road back in June.
Country road.
The maximum penalty for aggravated assault in Maine is 10 years in prison. The other charge could add up to 6 months to that sentence. In the collision, King was thrown some 14 feet and got multiple broken bones and a collapsed lung. He said he thinks Smith is a danger to himself and to others and should not be allowed to drive. The 42-year-old Smith says he lost control of his Dodge Caravan when it became distracted by his dog. He says he's very sorry for what happened, but he says he doesn't think it should be
not a dog
treated as a crime.
It's a cow.
Is there any truth to the rumor that there really wasn't a driver of that car, that he was killed by a car, and then afterwards he was attacked by a very vicious St. Bernard, and then a lady picked him up and brought her to his house, her house?
It's all true.
It is.
And then she hit his ankles.
Yeah.
Had this big rubber hammer.
She hobbled him.
Yes, hobbled him.
Hobble.
One more before a break, Buzz.
Well, there's been another turnover in the battle of the late-night talk shows. Letterman's ratings were up 14% last week, while Leno's were down 14%.
Did the ratings computer mix up something?
No. Leno's, in fact, still has the most viewers, but he appears to be driving them away in droves, especially in the advertiser-coveted 18 to 49-year-old group.
Yeah, have you seen that monologue lately?
Leno's, no.
It's
not
horrible.
Nervous. I'm not surprised.
But Mikey's so close to the audience.
I know. On his little wooden stage. And he actually shakes the hands of the people in the front row.
And they have such jaunty camera angles, and everybody jumps and screams when Jay comes out.
Yeah, but he forgot to be funny. Experts say the networks themselves are responsible for the shift as CBS moves ahead of NBC in the size of its audience.
Really?
Really.
Well, that's all thanks to you-know-who.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on, time out. We have a call here.
Ah.
And it's not Dennis Murphy for a change.
Well.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
This is Mary, the girl who sent Charlie Stossel that love letter that we read today on the show.
Mary, you got our message.
I got your message, you guys. Crack me up.
Mary, Charlie Stossel is very warm for your form.
I just got off the phone with him.
How did you manage that? Because we didn't leave you his phone number.
It's simple in today's day and age.
Really?
Mm. Now, did he contact you or did you contact him?
I called him.
Wow. Oh, you did? Oh. And how did the conversation go?
He's a nervous little fellow, isn't he?
Yes, he is. That must mean he likes you if he came off as nervous.
Sure. That's his heart. He had to put me on hold because he said he had to look for his girdle to go to softball.
Well, don't worry. You know, if you do go on a date and he likes you, he'll be attached to you like a deer tick.
Yeah. It'll be a couple of dates, and then you'll have to start blowing him off.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Or lighting a match and putting it right down near his head so he'll back out.
Are you going to go on a date with him?
Well, he said tonight he's going to come home and watch trashy TV on Fox. I don't know if that means alone or not. We'll see.
So you would have gone out with him tonight?
I would have, sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
I guess he's going to be seeing that married woman tonight. Mrs. Hand.
You know.
He'll be seeing Rosie Palm and her five sisters, I suppose.
It's a little scary, though, that you were able to track Charlie Stossel down.
Yeah.
No, it really wasn't that hard, Don.
Really?
Really, Mary.
I live in Northern Virginia. It's just not that tough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right. Wonderful.
Hey, Mary, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Clint Howard.
No, really, Mary?
Come on, Mary.
I'm going to have to think of something.
Tell me, are you hot or are you a pig?
I like to think I'm pretty. What is the...
What does the mirror tell you?
I like me. I really like me.
You do?
I really do.
Okay. All right. But you don't have a celebrity, huh?
Black hair, blue eyes.
Rosie?
I'm sorry?
Rosie?
Rosie?
Rosie, as in O'Donnell.
I haven't gotten there yet, no.
All right. That's just our way of finding out what you look like.
Okay.
All right, well, Mary, if you're fond of Charlie, I hope he calls you back. Well, and I hope you go out with him.
Well, thank you very much. I will let you know what happens if he doesn't.
If you go out with him, will you give him any sugar?
Probably.
Uh-huh. Wow.
How far? Could you give me a guarantee right now? Could he get to second base with you?
I'd have to imagine so, yeah.
Did you hear that? You hear that screeching sound? That was Charlie pulling out of his driveway.
So you're telling me that you could guarantee Charlie Stossel second base? Under your shirt and under your bra.
I don't think that's too much to ask for, sure.
Bravo.
Okay. All right.
That's the spirit.
The trooper.
Very nice.
Hell, if I was a biddy, I'd come and see you tonight. hold the line, Mary.
Okay.
Hold on a second. That's Mary the Stalker.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Who is guaranteed that she'd give Charlie Stossel second base to
man. He's a lucky man.
With time out. Buzz, more news, more comment coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Has this ever happened? to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? Who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
This thing weighs a ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not lifting, it's dripping, and nothing.
White trash bag. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
You know what makes Friday fly by?
What? What's that?
Walking out the hall and seeing Homo Joe out there.
I know. It makes it a special Friday.
How about Joe here? He just came by to pick up his tape recorder
and stare at Mikey Rocket for a while.
Tape all of the goings-on at Drag Bingo this weekend with Dennis Murphy.
It's going to be a big Murphy-rific weekend.
You're just telling me he's going to dress Dennis up like Mimi from Drew Carey.
Oh, fantastic. Not difficult to do.
Listen, Buzz, hold on. We have one more phone call to take before we move on, and it's not Dennis.
Really?
Although it involves Dennis.
Of course.
Right. Do you remember the couple from Rochester? I read their letter a couple of hours ago.
And we called, left a message, and said Dennis was wanted to come up to the wedding, right?
Right. These people sent us a letter, and they said that they would like us to be involved in their wedding.
Right.
Okay, well, we can't. We got a show to do here every day.
You're booked, right?
But we'd love to send Dennis Murphy to participate in their wedding. And here now joining us from Rochester are Don and Heidi. Hello.
It's actually Heidi. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Heidi. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Don's in the car listening to this.
Well, Heidi, we received your letter. As you know, we called you today. And
I heard it.
We would love to be involved somehow in your wedding. Because you were nice enough to write it, like the show is one of the things that keeps you and your soon-to-be husband together. And, Heidi? Would you like Dennis? Would you mind?
Yeah, mind is better. Yeah, not like. Better. Mind is a better term.
Would you mind if we sent Dennis as our emissary to stand up at your wedding and say a few words on our behalf?
You know, we've been thinking about this and talking about it, and we love Dennis, but I think he'd scare my flower girls.
That's
cold.
Dennis has been refused.
That is cold.
Oh, really?
Okay, Heidi.
All right.
I love him, but, you know.
Thank you.
All right, Heidi, it's your wedding. I'd be lying if I said I didn't understand.
But I'd be lying if I didn't say it would make it memorable.
I believe you there.
But Heidi, I think you made the right call.
Thank you.
Apparently, I'm the only one in this room that thought Dennis should have gone to Heidi Salami's wedding.
I wanted to see it happen, too. But since she's decided against it, I thought I'd be frank and say, you know, probably my own idea. Strange little way, more proof that you think you're going to win that bet. I don't know what it has to do with anything,
Stop bringing a bet into this. All right, Heidi, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
You know, we're all bummed out because it would have been fun to have a tape of the wedding and hear about Dennis for the show. Would have been good. Don't we all agree?
Yeah.
Pretty smart call on her part.
Yeah. She's no dummy.
Yeah. Okay. She'd want her wedding to be, it's like, oh, what a beautiful set.
Who is that?
What is that? Well, that's Dennis Murphy. He's the representative from the Don and Mike show.
That's right. What a lovely wedding dance. Then they cut the cake and he's going to read something?
Why? Why?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Let's go back to Buzzito.
The scene involving oral sex between two men was allowed to stay in last night's episode of the Fox TV show Action.
It was really nothing. I mean, it was just a close-up of Jay Moore.
Right.
And, you know, with a look on his face. I mean, you got it. But it was nothing really that showed anything. I mean, really. Homo Joe just told me here the whole, no lie, he loved it.
Oh, I bet he did.
Homo Joe said, Tom, did you miss that scene on Action last night?
Yeah, because it kind of legitimizes the lifestyle.
It really does.
Right.
It was nothing because it was heavily edited before airtime, after concern at every level of the company that owns Fox. In the scene, an unscrupulous straight producer gets oral sex from a gay actor. The scene originally included a shot of the actor's head actually dropping out of the frame and the producer looking down twice.
Oh.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment.
Wow.
You're on your own. In the scene that aired, the head dropping and the second look were edited out. And that's the debate that went on all day yesterday at all levels of the Fox network. And that's the result.
Man. Interesting. Mm. You could tell by looking at it that it was edited.
Yeah, yeah. But you noticed also they like spritzed the guy's face with water to make it look like he was sweating. And
right.
I mean, it was obvious from what little we saw what was going on.
Yeah, that's all
wild
right.
stuff, Buzz.
I just don't know.
Wild.
It's wild stuff.
Wild stuff.
Yes.
Wild gay stuff.
A TV station in Salt Lake City has been cutting words out of the new NBC show Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Friggin' Mormons. Every time they do it to you. Every time those effing moron Mormons.
You go, girl.
I swear to God.
Now, this new show...
I mean,
show,
really, no pun intended. I really do.
The Special Victims Unit show deals with sex crimes. It airs at 8 in the Mountain time zone, but Mormon-owned TV station KSL has moved the show to 9 p.m. and has started cutting the dialogue.
I like the Law and Orders.
I like that. I like that show. I like the Law and Orders.
I like the Law and Orders, and I watched Chicago Hope last night.
This new one's good, too.
I watched the Chicago Hopes and then the Law and Orders.
Americans have embraced dramas on television this season. Dramas are doing generally better with audiences this year on TV than the sitcoms.
Something was wrong with Sam Waterston's voice, though, the other night. He had a real...
On Law and Orders?
On Law and Orders, he was doing a lot of speeches in the courtroom, and he just sounded strange.
Hmm.
It didn't seem like the average
cold. Here's what he had to say the other night.
Oh,
Sam
good.
Waterston
good.
On the Law and Order.
That's it.
Does that sound right to you? I don't think so.
No, that's different.
Wait, listen to all of it, though. See? Listen to the end.
Yeah, that's, I wanted to hear it.
That's like the bonus track you never get to hear.
Absolutely. Something wrong with Sam there.
Hey, Bull.
In the last episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit, the station in Salt Lake City cut out both references to the word penis and the key word from the phrase, shove it up your ass. When it first agreed...
Just let me tell you something. It's so ridiculous. I was having a comment, as a matter of fact, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
with the program director and the general manager of this station
okay.
about language.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to walk them through how advanced our society has become, or some people might think how far back we've stepped.
Right. Right.
I said, do you realize that 5 years ago, if you said the word ass on the radio...
You're done.
Most likely, yeah, unless you were on a show like this,
mm-hmm. right.
you're done. I said, now we're running commercials for .com businesses
right.
where they are saying in the commercials... This product kicks ass.
Right.
This product will kick your ass.
Right.
I was trying to get across to these idiots that run this station.
Did it work?
No.
Of course not.
Because, frankly, I want to be able to say more than we can say.
Right.
And I said, the line is always moving.
Yes, it is.
I said, you remember, you told me 2 years ago we couldn't say God damn it. Well, now we say that all the time and it's not a problem.
Right.
I want to move on to the next one. I want to move on to Asholi.
Right.
And every time I say Asholi... Somebody comes in and dances on me and says, you can't say Asholi.
Wasn't somebody doing it? I mean, wasn't there somebody
yeah,
doing it?
Yes.
Doing it with regularity?
Right. It all some gets... asshole down in Miami.
There you go. All right.
And it all gets back to the company lawyer. If your company has a lawyer who says yes, then you can say it. If your company has a lawyer who says no, then you can't say it.
These are the battles that I fight off the air. I spent a half hour talking to these guys about if we could say Asholi or not on this show.
And I was simply up working on my putting.
And my point to them was, the same
right.
point I'm giving to you,
right.
same point I give those goddamn Mormons is that the society now accepts certain words.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and ass is simply not a bad word anymore.
And we also urge everybody, you know, to monitor it. That's the way we always talk about it. Yeah.
Right.
And we say it all the time. The show is not for kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. This is an adult show. This is a show about adults. And for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that is true. And when you talk about the content on this radio program, it's nothing you don't see when you go out to the movies. I mean, it's the same kind of stuff.
Hey, these people actually have cable. They've heard the words
right,
before.
Right.
Absolutely.
This show's for unsupervised kids.
Yes.
This show is for kids who are at home alone. You know, bad kids.
Oh,
this show is generally for bad kids.
Bad kids, yeah. If they're home unsupervised, they're probably going to end up bad kids anyway.
Your juvies. Your
right.
JDs.
Yeah. I don't know if they have it on at the juvie hall, but they probably have it there, too.
But, of course, we're talking here about a TV station in Salt Lake City, and
mm-hmm.
when they first agreed to become an NBC affiliate 5 years ago, that local station convinced the network to let it avoid airing Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
The NBC station
Christ,
in Salt Lake City...
How ridiculous is that?
They actually, farmed the Saturday Night Live off to some independent station in that market that runs it instead.
You know what amazes me? All of these things, these judgment calls
right.
by the television stations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... What
everybody in their home has the ultimate censorship. Right. They have the dial. They can actually change the channel, turn the television off, turn the radio off. I hate it when somebody...
It's too simple. That's too simple, Mike.
Yeah, it is. But really, it's the way it should work. It's amazing to me.
Hey, thanks to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, all kinds of game shows will be popping up on television now.
Hey, are you confident?
One of the new ones will be based on the computer game You Don't Know Jack. And that is where Pee Wee Herman will make another return to television.
That should be You Don't Know Jack off.
Paul Rubens has been signed to host the TV version of Jack. Letterman's ex-producer Robert Morton will produce the show.
Good morning.
Here's Pee Wee now.
So go ahead, Buzz. This has a long intro.
Okay. A new bank has opened its doors in Pensacola, Florida, and it's aimed mainly at gays and lesbians.
Really?
That's why it's called the G&L Bank. And it'll show up on the Internet in about 10 days.
And there is a penalty for early withdrawal.
Watch it. Quoting a bank executive, homophobia runs rampant in the banking industry. Many banks think a couple needs to have a marriage certificate to show they're credit worthy.
That's not a sperm bank, is it, Buzz?
No.
And
but
Buzz,
you can make a deposit.
Just out of curiosity, who is the, it keeps going. Who's going to be the president of that bank, that new bank, Buzz? I'm throwing you a cue here.
I don't know.
Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
There you go.
Herman had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Bank President Pee Wee Herman.
Survey shows there are about 21 million homosexuals living in the U.S. with $800 billion in spending power.
And at least 100 of them are going to be at Drag Bingo on Friday night.
That's right. It's going to be great because it's Dennis Murphy night.
Homosexual Joseph. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
For a great news and comment, it's time for a caller 100.
All right.
And the prize package selected especially for you. Stand by for action. Be the 100th caller now. Please be assertive.
Yeah.
Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.